Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece of the feet, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio.
Here can't be beat, the clash with me.
Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
Right.
Positive and motivational facts to see successful guests promote yourself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Peace and greetings, everyone. Want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. Peace and greetings, everyone. Hi, I'm Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. And just want to say welcome to you guys. I can't believe how many of you are still up this evening. But it is, or I should say it's morning for most of us in most of the parts of the world. But it is so good to see you guys here in the remix. It's actually Monday morning, really what we would be transitioning from Sunday night into Monday morning. And it's good to see you guys here in the remix. I want to say welcome to everyone listening, all of our listeners out there. Let's see if we can get this a little better here. So you guys can hear nice and loud and clear. Let's see here. Let's see if we can do this. Let's see if that gets better. All right. Wow. So many of you guys are up tonight. It's so good to see everyone in the house tonight. And good to have you guys in the forum. Of course, I'm Miss Blue. Hey, everybody. Hey, out there. Let me tell you guys a little bit why we're doing this show at this very special time. Where I'm at right now, it was storming pretty bad. And actually, we had a lightning storm. We had a thunderstorm that was going on. And so the lights were going off and on. And, you know, that just sort of kind of pushed the time back. Whenever certain things come up, this is one of the things, and I'll share this with you guys, that I decided to do is just really sit in that place of stillness and just be still for the moment. And see what was going to happen, you know, what was going to go on. And just be relaxed and just be in that moment of trusting. And sure enough, everything worked itself out. So many downloads came. And I often get lots of downloads when it is thundering and when it is lightning, when the weather is doing its thing. Because just like most of you, I'm very in tune with the weather and all kinds of things that are going on. So I looked around, you know, in sort of my sacred space to see who was still up and moving around. And I happened to bump into Esther. So I was like, Esther, you're still up. I said, listen, I got to share this with you. So she got firsthand chance because everybody else was kind of like still moving around, but in their own space. I really was able to reach out to her and share this with her. So tonight, you guys, this is going to be a remix first. A first for me, a first for you guys. Soulful readings with me, of course, Miss Blue. I'll be doing soulful readings tonight. And so you guys definitely want to call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Just call in. Press 1 when you get on phone lines to let me know that you're there and you would like to have a reading. I'll be talking about soulful readings for relationship, wealth, and I don't know what that word is. It's supposed to be abundance. Don't know how that got there. Abundance, dealing with transitions, gray zone, things that are in the gray zones for you. We'll be talking about what's your fantasy Because fantasies really there's some good energy within us as well. So we'll be talking about that also. Before we get ready to that, we're going to do something really different. And this particular time, I don't know how often I'll soulful reading, but I'll do it from time to time when I'm sort of kind of moved to do it. But I'll let you guys know ahead of time when we do soulful readings. But typically, they're going to be these 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 in the morning type shows. Really, when we're getting to the melanin hours, we're going to be doing the shows during this particular time. Just really where you can sit back and relax, and we can ask these questions that's really sort of kind of weighing heavy on our heart and tap into spirit and just allow it flow honestly, flow real, and just allow it to be as it is. So I am so excited to be here. As you guys know, Saturday night was final graduation for the first Kim business class. And oh my goodness, when I tell you this amazing group of brothers and sisters, and you guys will come to know them, some of them you're very familiar with, and some of them you may not know, but some of the most amazing people on the planet. Myself and also Brother Bilal from Bilal The Experience, who actually did a very excellent show, very heartfelt and excellent show that was done on Friday night, co-facilitated the class. And we took away so many jewels, so many gems, learned so much from each and every one of participants in the Kim Business Class. Those of you who may not be familiar with the Kim Business Class, I don't know how you cannot. It is one of my new babies I just gave birth to. The Kim Business Class is about the new way of doing business. It's about the business of self and really giving you ways that you could not even imagine, tapping into your magic. That's why it's called Kim Business. Kim Business, of course, you know Kim Business, know your magic. And tapping into your magic on all kinds of levels. So it really just takes you beyond this dimension and to many more. So anything that you're moving forward to in your life, that you're seeking for clear direction, whether it be in business, whether the business is yourself, because you get to learn so much about the sole proprietorship of being in business for yourself, or whether or not you're in a business that incorporates and you're communicating with millions of people. It will work on all levels. And just to show you guys the diversity that we had in the class, we had artists, we had people whose professions were in real estate, professors who were in the class. We also had psychologists who were in the class. We had research analysts who were in the class. We also had engineers who was in class. We had amazing mothers and fathers who was in the class. And we also had shamans in the class. We had international photographers in the class, and you guys will, the Remix family, get to meet them up close and personal. We'll do something very special for those who just kind of went through the first Kim Business Class. Oh gosh, so excited. So I just kind of wanted to share a little bit of that excitement that I have with you guys. We're going to listen to a little bit of music. We're not going to be doing the normal get up and just shake your energy off type energy, but we are going to do this movement and move some things around before we start to get ready to get into the readings. And then we'll talk a little bit. I'm going to play a song that just has been close to my heart, and it makes me smile every time I hear it. I love this song. I remember when I was first introduced to it. It really just spoke to the essence of how I feel. And I love it. It's so perfect for soulful readings tonight. So here's what I want everyone to do. Especially if you're on the line and you have a question and you want to get some insight and you want to get some assistance and have this soulful reading that's going to be done tonight. Because tonight, as with all night when I'm doing readings, you guys know, because I do that all the time. And by the way, if you would like to get a reading from me. You can email me always at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Send me an email, and you can get a list of the readings that I do. To date, I want to say that I've done readings for individuals in 29 countries all over the world, from brothers and sisters from all walks of life, and even for our babies and our children. And so the readings consist of their sacred sessions. You find out about all the intricate details of these. Also, I do the readings that are the Akashic Record readings, the God-Goddess Numeric Akashic Record readings, and also the Glowing Lotus and the Baby Lotus readings for the children. I also do Feng Shui readings as well, and then also readings for couples, the sacred union readings. So many different things that you can really begin to just get the assistance that you need. We are always giving each other confirmation. You guys gave me confirmation. Spirit gave me something tonight. And look how many of you showed up from all over the world. I see Amsterdam in the house. I see the UK in the house. I see Brazil in the house. And I also see parts of Africa in the house. So for you guys internationally, and we know the time zone is so different, for you to show up, and even someone from the Middle East is here listening, Korea, like how amazing is that? Not to mention, I know in the part of the world where I am, it's like 1:13 in the morning for you guys to be here. And so that means a lot. It speaks volumes to not only how in tuned universe you are, but how we are on a collective conscious level. And so I just definitely want to say that to you guys. So beautiful, beautiful. All right, so we're listening to a little bit of music. I want you to just sit back and relax. If you have a question, this will be a time for you to sort of kind of get out a piece of paper and write that down of what you want to do for your soulful reading tonight, you know, and we can just get right into it. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. I'm so glad to be here. And oh, by the way, we're going to be doing Twitter tonight. Yeah, how cool is that? I'm used to saying tonight. Well, this morning, we're going to be doing better. I also want everyone, no matter where you are in the world, if you have your Kim decks, pull your Kim decks out. Always keep them close to you. Remember, the Kim deck really keeps your magic current. And so pull your Kim deck out. It's always good to use it. I carry one in my purse. I never leave home without. And I keep one with me. Baby Blue has hers, my son. You know, everybody has the Kim deck. I got all of your emails about the amazing things that you guys are doing. If you don't have the Kim deck, let me tell you how you can get it. www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S. Go right there. Very simple. Step by step. Place your order. You'll get your Kim deck. Now, I will say this, the overwhelming response, you know, that energy that I put out on one of the shows said, you know, my goal is to sell 1 million decks. I want this to be, and we have over 1 million remix listeners, but for every remix listener to have a deck, every guest, everybody who comes on the platform, everybody that comes near to have this deck. Well, that's being manifest. And so it is a large number of orders going out, but I can assure you, you're going to get your orders. The orders are coming, going out every single day. And Sister Maya, the sister who works side by side with me, is constantly checking on this. And yes, and making sure that everybody gets the back. So it's amazing. I look forward to connecting with you guys on that level. By the way, I want to say this. The Know Your Magic audio workbook, going to be doing something very special. All of you who have invested in yourselves in so many ways, that speaks volume. You know, lately we've been talking a lot about what it means to invest in yourself. What does that mean to invest in who you are, invest in yourself, invest in those things that are important to you, you know, being able to just invest in who you are. And so that is also, I just want to say to you guys, for investing in yourself, you know, there is no greater investment that you can do than the investment into yourself. So now let's get into soulful readings tonight. We're going to listen to a little bit of music. Esther has our Twitter tag for us. Let me give that out. It is going to be #, and that's otherwise known as hashtag #. Soul, S-O-U-L, full, F-U-L-L, remix, soulful remix, and that's where it is. So you can put some questions up there. If you have questions for me, you can put some questions up there. Let us know how you're thinking about the show. It's a place where you can communicate and connect. Connect on Twitter. If you're not my Twitter friend, let me know. I love connecting with you guys. If you're not my Facebook friend, go over to the Remix Family page. Click on the page. Become my Facebook friend so you can connect with myself and all of the amazing brothers and sisters in the Remix group. You can chat. There's also another Remix page that can actually hit like. Now, I started that thing a while ago, but I think it's a lot of activity going on over there. Like that page as well. Even if you're my friend on Facebook, part of the Remix group, also like that page as well, because I'm going to be doing some really cool things over there, giveaways over there, special prizes, all kinds of things there and everywhere. So, all things Remix, just connect yourself. It's a great portal to be involved in. All right, so here we go. Everybody has the hashtag Soulful Remix. And we're going to listen to some music, and we're going to get right into it. Here we go.
I'm not afraid to be.
That's right, everyone. Welcome to Soulful Readings tonight with me, Miss Sue, of course. And I can tell you guys, so for real, that sounds really close to my heart. It's so good to see you guys in the house tonight. I forgot to tell you how to get yourself over to the chat room. If you want to do that, all you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix and come on in. Chat room is open, and let us know who you are. If you're a guest and this is your very first time joining us, let me go ahead and say welcome to the Remix. It's a great place to be. Welcome to the Remix, and definitely so glad to have you guys in the house with us this evening. And all you have to do is click the button at the very, very bottom. Click the button at the bottom. You can sign up. You can come in. You can tell us who you are. And you can tell us who you are. The Remix is going to make you feel right at home and let you know everything that's going on. If you want to get on the phone lines, you can still do that. 646-522-2711 is the number to call. So all you have to do is in, press 1, so we know that you're here and you have a question this evening. Soulful Readings tonight, whether it's about relationship, wealth, dealing with those things of transition, being in the gray zone, talking about what's your fantasy, those things you want to kind of bring to life. And the name of the song is So For Real. And the artist's name, first name is A-M-E-L, last name is L-A-R-R-I-E-U-X. There you go. So For Real. A wonderful sister sings some very beautiful, soulful music, and it was a perfect selection for tonight. You know, one of the things I was thinking about even tonight in this show is a quote that is actually from Einstein. And he talks about, you know, because I'm looking at this time. You know, I'm looking at time thing about what time it is, 1 o'clock in the morning, almost 1:30 in some parts of the world. And I decided to go forward with this because know that the only reason for time is so that everything doesn't happen at once. That's what Einstein has to say about time. So I just kind of wanted to throw that little tidbit out there for you guys. This is one of the things that was birthed. Like I said, it was thundering, it was lightning, it was storming. Those are some of the most amazing times for me when nature is doing its thing because I'm so in tune with nature. And just really got in that place of stillness. Of course, I wanted to do the remix. Of course, I wanted to do the remix right when the remix started, you know, right the normal time that we did. But I stayed true to spirit, and so many beautiful things got birthed out of just that time. So things like last-minute changes, you know, channels of joy and smiles are feeling so good. This is the space that I'm in right now. So we're going to get to the phone lines so we can start to do readings and just get it. All right. So we're going to go to the first caller. Call in, it looks like, from area code 334. You're on the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good morning, Ms. Blue. This is Sheena from Montgomery.
Okay, greetings to you, Sheena, from Montgomery.
Okay, my question is pertaining to my relationship. I've recently been separated from my husband. Mm-hmm. And a part of me wants to just leave him and focus really on me and becoming the best that I can be. Right. But then another part of me thinks that I can change him into becoming this model husband. And it's like every time we talk on the phone, we end up fighting like we just did tonight.
Right. And
it's like when I try to just, you know, take some time away from him or tell him that I, you know, think that maybe we should take some time and, you know, away from each other, then he's he comes and he's threatened to, you know, take our son away from me, and I just have trouble trusting him, and he doesn't really provide for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I know that he can. He has so much potential, but he's just, I just don't think we're right for each other. We've been together since I was really young, and I've grown so much, and it's like, you know, because I came into consciousness. It's like the more I grow, the less he does. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, two things, and thank you so much. And this is Shalonda, right?
Sheena.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Sheena, for calling in. Let me tell you a couple of things. When I immediately get into your energy, one of the colors that come up for you is sort of this, what I like to call a ruby red color. And one of the things about ruby red that I really, really love is that it reminds you sort of that color of apples. You know how sometimes you get those the Granny Smith apples, or those apples that are really, really just that really deep, deep color of red. You have a lot of that red light around you. Now, whenever I see red light in your energy, the first thing that comes to mind for me that you're dealing with is temptations. You know, temptations. And you kind of spoke to that. You said, you know, that you guys are together and sometimes you feel like you need to be apart, but you feel like you can make him into this. And this is about you really sort of kind of grounding yourself from temptations. This is what's really going to really help you in this direction. You're very clear about what it is that you want to do and that you need to do. But what's holding back is really your fear. Because the truth of the matter is that you're really not here to change anybody, nor can you. And, you know, so in the chat room, Al Dean just put that up. You can't change anybody. The person that you're really striving to change is you, not him. You're really striving to change you. And so I want you to also look at it this way. The same judgment that he's making about you, you're also making about him. And this is causing you guys to butt heads. And unfortunately, you have a baby in the midst of this. And so here's some things that needs to happen. And here's an approach that I will tell you that happened. And I want you to think about this because really over the course of, let's see, I'll say in almost about 2 months from now, which would put us about September, October, you're going to see that things begin to smooth themselves down as long as you cannot surrender from your temptation. Now, the question I'll ask you, and I want you to answer this honestly, do you want to still be in this relationship?
Do I want to still? I didn't hear you, Ms. Blue.
Do you still want to mend the relationship? Do you still want to be in the relationship?
It's kind of hard to answer because a part of me does and then a part of me doesn't.
A part of you doesn't and a part of you doesn't? Or you mean a part of you does and doesn't?
Yeah, a part of me does and then a part of me does not.
Mm-hmm. And this is why you're not getting any clarity, because you're not clear. So there's nothing that can, the future cannot begin to all open itself up to you because you're not clear. So you have to get clear. Like I said again, this is not even about you wanting to change him. The person you're wanting to change is yourself. It's you. You're finally in the position of power, of what you feel is power, which is a false sense of reality in the relationship. And using this, you understand? You're using this to finally have control. This is not the place where you want to put your energy. You need to have positive expectations. You need to come from the place of innocence, and you need to learn how to trust yourself. Because right now, you don't trust yourself. You do want to be in the relationship, but you don't. You want to know why things can't change? Because you have not truly, truly learned how to trust yourself. No one needs to change. You are perfect, you are, and he is perfect as he is. One of the things that I've come to know, and this is really some real stuff here, is that people don't change anyway. They make adjustments. And you need to begin to make some adjustments on your end. It's not a one-sided relationship because you attracted the things that you were attracted to him about with and still attracted are those things that you feel you've left in your life.
That's true. It's that I would love to stay in a relationship, but I don't want it to be the same. I don't want it to be the same. Like,
well, here's the thing. You want to be in the relationship, but you don't want to be the same. The truth of the matter is you know that he's not going to change. So you got to ask yourself, what are you really holding on to? He's not going to change. You already know that. He's not going to change. But this is also what I see being influenced by. You're being influenced by so many different outside factors. If your relationship works for you, it doesn't matter what mama says, what daddy says, what your friend says, what your girlfriend says, what the people at work say. If that relationship works for you, that's all you need to be concerned about. I see you, when I see you, Sheena, I see you looking over a balcony. And whenever I see anyone looking over a balcony, this is you trying to figure out what you can do to build what you consider to be the perfect perception of a relationship.
That's true.
You cannot build a perfect perception of a relationship. You are the one that's in the relationship. Make it what you want. And come with that honestly. You're asking him to do things that you're not willing to do. You're asking him to change, but you're not willing to change. And that's why that won't work. So you need to have a positive perception on this. And you really need to begin to learn how to trust yourself. Go back and trust yourself. Think about those times in your life when you actually trust yourself and begin to work with that. Get out and explore more because you don't know what it is you really want. And it's unfair to hold him as a hostage. I know I'm kind of going on, but, you know, sometimes sisters, we do this. Don't hold him as a hostage. You really just want to hold him until somebody else comes along and take his place. That's not fair to him. And that's not fair to you. Don't hold him as a hostage.
Okay.
Just because you have not found somebody to take his place, the truth is, can't nobody take his place.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can. Nobody can ever take anyone's place.
Yeah.
Don't hold him as a hostage. If the relationship is over, allow it to be over. Allow it to move into its rightful place. It doesn't mean that you guys will not still be together. It doesn't mean that you guys can't communicate because you have a child together. But you need to get clear about what it is you want and stop holding other people hostage in your life. Because right now you have him as a hostage and you have your son as a hostage.
But it seems like he won't let me go.
No.
Try.
Is he living with you?
No.
He let you go, sweetie. He left, didn't he? He's not holding hostage. He left.
Yeah, he left. He left.
He's not holding you hostage. In fact, you're trying to hold him hostage.
He wants to call all the time and stay on the phone. And if I don't want to talk, then it's like he's threatening me.
Threatening you to what?
Like he'll say, well, you know, if I don't want to take him back, then he needs his son with him to stay with him. Like he'll say that all the time. And
okay, are you capable of taking care of your son?
Yes, more than he is.
Okay, then there's no worries in that. Okay. Now, here's the thing I will share with you, and being a mother and having to go through this situation, that is his son. And as long as you know that he's not going to put him in harm's way, you need to allow him to be a part of that boy's life. That's his son,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he can, but not like full custody. Like, that's what he wants, full custody.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. we want a lot of things. We want him to change, but he didn't, right? Don't play this mental game with you. If someone left you, they're not holding you hostage.
Okay.
If someone calls you on the phone, you don't have to stay on the phone with them. You know that. Don't do it. But okay. You're doing it because this is also a way for you to get him back. But trust me, this is a very deadly game to play. Don't play it. Don't play it. Temptation, lots of red energy around you. You need to get yourself grounded. Just like a child to get grounded. You know how you ground children and say you can't go outside, you must go to bed. You got to know what not to engage in.
Okay.
So figure out what you want, know what you need to engage in, and stop holding hostages. And you'll begin to start to see things clear. Really come with that positive expectation. Your future right now is very cloudy because you don't know what you want. And so the universe can't even begin to open up opportunities for you until you can begin to see it. So sit yourself down, get in a very sacred space with yourself, and really begin to get into the truth of trusting yourself.
Yes. Okay.
All right? And then call us back and let us know how that goes for you. Peace and love to you.
I will. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Peace. Okay. Right. We're going to go to the next caller for readings here. 1:38 in the morning. Calling in from area 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell who you are and where you're calling from.
Good morning, Ms. Blue and Remix family. This is Hannah from Atlanta.
Greetings to you, Hannah from Atlanta.
I just had a question about... like, where's my current energy flowing to? Like, I'm moving in a different direction that I've been in for a good minute. And, like, I'm getting back in tune with everything now.
Say the question one more time for Samantha.
I wanted to know, like, where I'm focusing my energy. Like, I'm moving towards a lot of different transitions, and I'm moving out of a lot of different gray areas.
Mm-hmm. I want you to tell me, where are you putting your attention?
And more inward, in knowing more about how to control my emotions and just doing a lot of inner work and self-love work, as well as redirecting my energy of my career.
Mm-hmm. Redirecting your energy of your career. Okay, I see you still working in the same field that you're in, but trying to go into different modalities of it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so right now I do massage therapy, so you want to move more into Reiki, getting into Reiki healing. Is that one of the areas?
Yes.
Okay. And one of the other areas that you're trying, I see you doing some stuff. Are you trying to, that's interesting. that's real interesting. Okay. That's okay. Caught a flash or something. Let's talk about where we are. Okay, so you're redirecting energy and you want to get more into Reiki healing, get more into doing the different modalities there. And you said you're focusing your energy inward. Let me tell you something, Hannah. A lot of times, this is what we need to do. We need to focus our energy inward. We hear that all the time. We hear that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here's what's needed for you at this particular time, because when I get into your energy, the color that really comes up for you has a lot to do with green, with the energy of green. And green It's a really interesting color because this particular green that I'm talking about is more of what I like to call like a Kelly green, you know, like a Kelly green. I don't know how to describe a Kelly green. A Kelly green is like it's a very deep green. Have you ever seen anything that looks like a Kelly green?
Is it similar to emerald green?
It's a little deeper than emerald green, but yes, let's go into that particular color. Now, what's interesting about this particular color of green is that green has a lot to do with abundance. You know, talk about that. It's growth. You know, we can look at the grass. We can look at the trees and our plants. You know, nature tells us a lot about this color of green. We also know this is why even in this physical reality, money is manifested with green. But when I start to see this green turn the Kelly color, it connects itself and identifies itself with greed. Greed.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you start to look at the color green, greed is close green. You know, the first couple of letters is the same. And so right now, what you are, the direction you're moving into, I want you to turn your attention so you can have more awareness. Not so much on you, because it's starting to turn to this energy of me, 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 which is very different than focusing your energy on you. Can you see the difference in that?
Yes.
So this is more about you're always going to be focused on yourself, but not focused on yourself to the point where it becomes greed. Because what starts to happen when you get into that energy of greed is that we start to isolate ourselves. And you can take a look at some of the things that's happened with you, Anna. I'm going to even say over the last couple of 7 days where you started to isolate yourself to the point where you almost started to become more a loner. Is that true?
Yes.
And that loner energy is what happens when the greed starts to sit in. This is one of the things that's true. One thing, you need friends. You need people around you. You need people that support you and that to love you, because I'm concerned about this green energy. I want you to start mixing it with some yellow. Mix green with some yellow. So keep color yellow around you. It is the color when we typically think about sunshine, brightening up things, of raising our frequency and our energy, and really pulling you more into that gold light to get those deep, deep pockets of green up out of you. Because you're going too far in. And what happens when you start to go too far in and it becomes more than just focusing on yourself, it begins to come from that place of being more me, then it starts to become judgmental. Once that judgmental energy sets in, you'll find yourself getting into a place of becoming very sad and very depressed.
Okay.
Does that make sense when I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell me how that makes sense to you.
It makes sense to the point where I'm seeing those actions happening, but at the same rate, I don't feel like, well, you said it, if I let it set in, it would become judgment. But, I mean, I do have some judgmental tendencies, but I'm not always.
No. No, it's not a state about being always. It's not a state, but I see this green. I want you to shift your energy and bring this yellow in, because one of the things with the profession that you're in, especially when we talk about doing Reiki, which is amazing, it's an amazing form of energy healing, and it goes hand in hand with the work that you've been doing. No doubt you're a healer, but this color of yellow is the color associated with health. And it's also the color associated with well-being and also with friendliness. See?
Okay,
and
okay.
So this is why I want you to do more of that yellow in, so the green doesn't come in so much, so it doesn't become sort of this quest for greed. And not greed and money, you chasing money, but the greed for yourself. You understand what I'm saying? That mm-hmm. greed ends up turning into greed, you know, grieving. You know, that's why greed and grieving are very close together, because when we're grieving something, we're mourning it. It's almost like it's dying. And that's where the depression starts to sit in. So bring some more yellow light in there. I think this is a great direction that you're moving in. You should keep begin to move this direction. Bring that color of yellow in and begin to work with that. But you need to connect yourself with a network of people who are doing the same kind of work that you're doing. So whether they are people who are doing it for a very long time, or if they're starting to get into these different modalities just like you, you have got to start integrating yourself and connecting yourself with more support system in this area so you don't begin to isolate yourself. I see you very isolated. I see this staleness around you. And this is so not true to who you are. Open yourself up. Bring it in. Everybody needs everybody. Get it? We all need to connect with each other. And the more you do this, the more you're going to learn, the more you're going to be able to give and receive.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Brooke.
All right. You're welcome. And then definitely come back, Hannah, and let us know how that's going for you. Peace and love.
I have one more question.
Yes.
Do you suggest a particular stone, yellow stone?
You know, that's a good question. Let's see. Let's see. I have a favorite one. Let me pull out my bag of crystals. And where is it? Let's see. It's a couple of yellow stones that can work really, really well for you. A yellow opal is excellent if you can get your hand on that. A lot of properties in the yellow opal, or even a yellow tiger's eye.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the tiger's eye. The tiger's eye comes in many different bands. It's going to be more of a golden tone that you see the tiger's eye in. It's not going to be as much as yellow, but a lot of those properties in there, it has strong grounding energy that's in there, and it also helps focus and concentrate on your intention. And so that's the reason why I want you to get this tiger's eye, because that tiger's eye is going to help you focus on the intentions, really on your intention. And it's also going to help to bring your mind, your body into balance with each other. And it's also going to allow your thoughts and skills to mature to the point of readiness. And so that's another thing. Sometimes you hesitate. This is going to let you know that when you're ready, you don't have to hesitate. You can full throttle at those things that you need. It's also going to help you shine your light inward, but shine it inward from the point of your most honest intention. And then you can work with the solar plexus chakra. So any of those stones on that level is also going to work for you too.
Thank you.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, Hannah, and thanks so much for calling in.
Peace to you, Ms. Brooke.
All right. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi. This is Alicia, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay. Greetings to you, Alicia, from New Jersey. What's your question?
Mine is a question of, like, wealth. Mm-hmm. I have a wealth question. Like, I'm kind of trying to get into the energy work, too, as far as, like, Reiki or whatever. But I don't feel like, you know, because I think that that's my calling. Like, I have a strong feeling that that's my calling, and I want to do it. But at the same time, I want to be wealthy. Do you see wealth anywhere in my future?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you a question before we get into that. What is wealth to you?
Well, not a wealth of information. I mean a wealth of, like, cash.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. If you're chasing money, that's not going to work for you. And let me tell you why. You don't do what you're doing for money. Now, hold on a second. Miss Blue is so spiritual that I don't recognize that. But know that money is just energy. Money is just energy. And so what has to happen is you really have to begin to come from the place of your heart. Wealth, and the reason I ask you for your definition of wealth, because wealth is not just money. That's not wealth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, wealth has a lot to do with really an overall abundance. It's really looking at things on a holistic. You can be wealth have wealth in prosperity, wealth in your knowledge, wealth with your family, your friends, how you communicate, your physical health. All of these things are wealth. Wealth is not something that you acquire.
Okay.
You can't go buy wealth. You can't. There's no one in the world that can tell you you can go get wealth. Here's the thing to focus on. If you want money, there's a million and one things that you can do on this planet to get money. It's not going to create wealth for you. That's not going to create wealth for you. Money is, there's not a shortage of money. I talked about this last year. There's no shortage of money at all. So you can do, there's 100 things you can do to just go get money. So I wanted to be clear about what it is that you want. You want money or you want wealth? Because it's not the same thing.
Well, money.
Well, if you want money, then you know how to make money. You know how to make money. I mean, there's prostitutes that go out and make a lot of money. Go be a prostitute. I don't say be facetious, but you understand what I'm saying? If that's what you want to do, go make your money. No, there is things that you can do that you surely aren't calling me to figure out how to make money.
No, I'm calling you to see if you see a lot of it in my future.
If I see a lot of money in your future,
I don't.
But let me tell you what I do see. I see a lot of money has come through your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes.
A lot of money has come through your hands, but it hasn't been able to stay with you.
No.
And the reason that the money can't stay with you is because your relationship with money, your relationship with money, you have it all backwards. You have it all wrong. And so, you know, the thing that I'll say to you too is that if you want money to just keep flowing through you and not be able to hold on to it, then keep that mindset. But your mindset about chasing money has to change, because where your energy right now, really what you're trying to do, you're trying to get these wishes that you have dreamed of since you've been a child fulfilled. You're not chasing money. But as long as you put that energy in money, you won't be able to hold it. It is what you want from the money. It's not the money that you want. If I gave you $1 million right now, and I put you in a room, and I locked you in a room and said, here you go, Lee, you got $1 million, and there's nothing you can do with that money. Nothing. Money cannot hold anything. It's just energy. No more than you can reach up and grab a whole handful of air. So what is it that you truly want? Because it's not money.
No, to live, just live comfortably, but it's more than comfortable, to live with no worries.
Tell me
no
what
worries as far as, I want to live in a mansion.
Okay.
To be honest,
and,
I want a mansion.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Let me ask you what you're doing to get yourself in a mansion.
Right now, thinking about it.
That doesn't work. You're not willing to do any work. If you're not willing to do no work, there is no magic pill. Because trust me, if there was a magic pill, your ass would have found it. There ain't no magic pill to that. You want these things. And one of the things about wanting is that this is a real realm. It's a real reality. And people stay in that wanting phase all of their life. It's like the little kid looking through the candle, looking through the toy store window. They never get it. And what ends up happening is they break the window and they go steal it. And they still don't get it.
Mm.
You know, I would really, really challenge you to think about these things. Because one of the number one things that I will tell you for you, when you said that you want to live in a mansion, this has a lot to do with all the pain you've suffered in your life and all the losses you've suffered in your life. Living in a mansion, you're going to take your same mind, you're going to take your same attitude, you're going to take all the things that has gone on. And particularly, I want to take your attention back because this is something Spirit is bringing up. Tell me about what happened to you 3 months ago. Who did you lose 3 months ago?
3 months ago? The last, you know, as far as death?
As far as anything, there was a major loss that occurred with you 3 months ago.
I don't know.
What were you doing 3 months ago?
3 months ago. I'm not really sure. I haven't experienced the loss that I know of.
It's not a loss necessarily of a person. What have
right.
you lost 3 months ago?
Nothing.
Nothing that I can pinpoint.
You know, I'm on just like a spiritual journey now, so I'm kind of like
you. No. You're not on no spiritual journey chasing money. That's a
huge
journey.
I mean, I am, but I really am. I mean, I just, you know, that's something that I want, but I am on a journey, you know. I'm just trying to, on a daily basis, basically find myself. Like, you know, I wanted to know my purpose in life, and like I said, I think I found it now. I understand that I'm supposed to help people. So I feel as though I'm starting, you know, with the Reiki, like, okay, well, that's what I believe, you know, that I should be doing. So I'm going to do that and then just see kind of where my spirit leads me from there. Like,
Well, you said something interesting. You said you wanted to start with the Reiki.
Right.
And you said because you feel that your calling is to help people. But then you turned around and said, but I don't want to do it if it can't make me a lot of money and I can't live in a mansion.
No, I didn't say I didn't want to do it. I said, but I want a lot of money. But at the same time, you know, I know that that will not necessarily bring me, like you said, not necessarily the money, but the lifestyle that I would like to live. But, I mean, it's not that I'm not going to do it. Oh, I am going to do it.
Well, let's say this. You can be a trash can. You can go around and pick up trash out of a trash can and live in a mansion. One doesn't have anything to do with the other. So I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying to you here. Reiki can bring you whatever it needs to bring you. But you are not chasing your dream, your passion of healing people, or we wouldn't be having this conversation about money. You would have called in to figure out what you need to do to get into your passion. So I challenge you to be true to yourself about what it is that you're putting in the universe. You say you don't remember what you lost months ago. Do you work?
No.
When did you stop working?
It's been a few years now.
How many years?
About three.
About 3 years. Okay, maybe I'm a little off, you know, because everything exists the same. So it's not 3 months, it's 3 years ago. Okay, 3 years ago you experienced a loss of employment, a loss of a way to create income, a loss, a heartache, and a heartache came with that loss, correct?
I stopped. Basically, the job never was, like, I really stopped working because I wanted to. It was not that I lost it. Like, I stopped because I just refused. I was at a point in my life where I'm like, I need to figure out why am I here. I know I'm supposed to do something.
Right.
Basically, I got stubborn because I refused to work for anyone else and, you know, just be unhappy.
And are you happy now? Honestly.
Am I happy now? I'm happy because I'm healthy. My children are healthy in that sense. But I'm still having, like I need clarity. Like, okay, as far as my calling, like, what am I here to do? You know, that's my number one thing.
Well, here's the thing. Let me give you some clarity here. First, ask you if you were happy.
Mm-hmm.
You said in one sense of the way, either you're happy or you're not. You know, it's kind of like being pregnant or not. Either you're happy or you're not. You want to find out.
Well, I'm still happy.
Well, good. That's a good thing. You said you want to find out what your calling is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you said you felt your calling was doing Reiki. Do you see the contradiction?
Well, I mean, because I don't know what it is exactly that I'm supposed to do. So I'm just,
okay.
I guess, kind of letting my spirit lead me, but I really haven't,
mm-hmm.
like, you know how people can meditate and, like, I haven't done that to go inward. Like, I'm just...
Right. You haven't done that. So what have you done? You're telling me a lot about what you haven't done. What have you done?
What have I done?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, and it shows, and I say that to you with love, it shows you haven't done anything. Here's what I'm going to suggest that you do. I suggest that you actually sit yourself down and be very honest with yourself about what it is that you want in your heart.
Okay.
I'm not here to judge you, but I don't want to mix what I do. I'm not here for people chasing money. And that was the main energy coming from you, that you're chasing money.
I don't want you to think that.
No. It's not about what I think. It's about what you said. So we're going to deal with that.
Okay.
Now, here, it doesn't matter what I think. It's your life. Understand, it's your life. You got to live that. If you want a mansion, go for it. You understand what I'm saying? But understand that there is no quick answers to this. You have to do your work. First thing, know that you're always living your purpose. How can you not be? How can you not be? Second thing, know this is one of the things that I talked about in the Kim Business class that we shared with all of our students, is that you're always working for yourself. Who the hell else can you be working for? No one. You're always working for you. Second, take some time to get to know who you are, because you don't know you. Because if you begin to get to know who you are, then it's going to lead you in a direction that you need to go, honestly. Honestly.
You see, can you tell me, like, how my aura is? Because I know before I was hearing that it was like a volcano, like, and I just want to know, is my aura, like, what color is associated with me right now?
The color instantly that I pick up with you has a lot to do, believe it or not, with orange. And orange is typically, you know, that is the color. It has a lot to do with sexual energy. You think of this color of being very, very active. But tonight, this orange that I'm picking up from you has a lot to do with laziness, repression.
What is it?
Laziness and repression.
Okay.
So it's like your past. Things that has happened, you dismiss them if they don't fit where you want them to fit. And you really don't want to do any work. You just want things to come to you. And I understand, because a lot of the abuse that you had in past relationships, that this is playing a very big part why you're so scattered. Your energy is scattered right now, and you need to get grounded. One of the things that I think that you should do is actually take you some salt baths. You need to get into some aromatherapy. That healing that you want to do, you need to allow that healing to first come to you.
Okay.
And you've got to do some work. It's not going to happen based upon your thinking. That's not enough. That's a point to get you started, but that's not going to take you to the end state. You know that you can always contact me for a reading. You know that you can do that. So I don't even have to tell you that. And I'm not saying you don't have to call in so you can get a reading from me. I don't need you to get a reading. But you need to get yourself into some things that you can begin to stabilize yourself. And then once you begin to get stabilized and get grounded, start to focus on the things that you truly love that is coming from your heart. Write a list, take a piece of paper, and anybody else that's out there, you can do this too. Take a piece of paper, fold it in half. On one side of the piece of paper, write down shit you love, and on the other side, shit you like. And then start to figure out some of the things that you like to do, because you don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. And so everything is scattered. Everything is all over the place. Everything is not going to be clear for you. But know that you're always living your purpose, even when you're not doing nothing. That's your purpose. So if you want your purpose to be something different, then you have to put in the work. There is no shortcuts. Many have tried to take them, and we hear stories about them.
Okay.
All right? So peace and love to you. And call us back and let us know how that goes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We're going to go on to the next caller calling in from area code 843. Soul readings here tonight.
Greetings, Lou and fam.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Shavonda from Georgetown, South Carolina.
Shavonda from Georgetown, South Carolina. Immediately when I get your energy, my throat is closing up on me. What is going on?
So much, Miss Blue. You are just right on it with that. Yeah, I have so much going on. I don't even know where to begin with the questions or whatever. If you can just go with what you feel.
I can, but again, I want you to tell me, because this is also going to help you, because part of the reason that I'm, and tell me your name one more time.
Shavonda.
Shavonda, one of the things that I'm picking from you is that you've got to learn, sweetie, how to listen to your body. One of the things that I love about your energy, even though I feel your throat chakra is closing up, that you do get these intuitive hits that tell you things, but you're not listening to them. It tells you ahead of time. It warns you, but you're listening.
So that means I'm being distracted?
No, you're not being distracted. You got to start listening to your body. If you have me on speaker, take me off, please. But I want you to tell me some of the top pressing things that's going on with you at this time so that we can begin to take a look at it.
The number one is legal matters. Number two is my spouse and I. We're having disagreements and things like that. And then my children, It's so silly.
Yeah. Legal matters coming up. Let me ask you, is this something that happened about 5 months ago?
It's been going on with, I would say, 5 years now.
Oh, five. Gosh, my months are my years tonight. What the hell is going on with me? Okay, so from now on, when I get 5 months, it's really 5 years. Okay, last time it was 3 months, it was 3 years. Okay, so all right. 5 years ago, this legal matter that's going on with you, I see a major loss here. What did you lose? What is this? I see a man and I see loss. What's going on? Is this some sort of battle over custody? What is this?
Yes, this is a custody battle.
Okay. All right, because I see a man, I see him holding his heart, and I see this loss, and I see this custody battle. And now the man that you're currently in the relationship, this is not the father of all of your children, correct?
No, not all of them.
Okay. And so let me ask, the problem here in the relationship, this has a lot to do with this custody battle that's going on.
I feel like it's a strenuous on him as well. Mm-hmm. It's not me and him going to battle.
Mm-hmm.
It's more him marrying into the battle between my mother and I.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me, why aren't you able to speak your truth to your mother? Why can't you speak your truth to mother?
Okay, well, honestly, I think I'm just afraid of her.
So, let me get this straight. So, who's trying? Why do I see that there's two people trying to take children from you? Your mother.
Yeah.
And is this correct? Because this is great.
Yeah, okay. My mom.
Yeah. Your mother's trying to take your children away from you because of this relationship that you're in.
Yeah.
Okay. And you want to hold on to your children. You feel that you're more than capable of taking care of your children and doing the things that you need to do for them.
Mm-hmm.
But this has to do with the incident that happened why your mother is pushing so hard, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right. So first of all, let me tell you this, sweetie, and I want to give you a big hug and a kiss. I want to tell you this. Your mother, and I want you to hear me, from her position as a mother, she's doing the right thing. So now what has happened is you got to put on big girl panties and you got to do the right thing. Because you do know that if you were outside of what was going on and you were seeing this situation, you would do the same thing your mother was doing.
I can agree with that because I have children, but after a while, it's more like letting go and let me and my children, you know, grow as intended. You know, I know it's mainly with my mother, a financial thing. I can't say it no better than that because she doesn't have the means. We've been going through this custody, and all while she's just been having to pack up and move and get me evicted and everything. And so I can't agree with, you know, a little bit of what you just said. I just see it as, you know, a means of survival.
Mm-hmm. So you think that the only thing that's driving your mother for wanting to do this is because she needs money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. How I wish I could tell you, you're 100% right. I wish I could tell you that, but I'm going to be true to what Spirit is telling me. No, that's not the reason. Is that going to help your mother's situation? It is. But in this case, your mother is actually doing what she believes to be the best thing in this situation. So here's what's got to happen. You cannot be afraid of your mother. You need to sit down and you need to talk to her. Because number one thing that she's upset with you is because you're trying to pretend this didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, and I've addressed that with her, and I've thought that everything was clear, but as soon as we go back in the court, she's bringing up my past, and, you know, she doesn't want to let go of the baby boy. That's the thing. She's
mm-hmm.
had him, you know, this whole while, so
that's right.
Even though he called her grandma, he knows that I'm mom, but that's like the son she's never had.
Yes.
And
not only that, she truly feels that this is best for you. Here, I want you to step outside your box for a minute, and I want you to begin to think about something. And I want you to think about those times that your mother was taking care of your son. And I want you to tell the answer honestly. How well of a job did she do taking care of him? Look at her as a mother to a mother. How well of a job did she do taking care of him?
She did a great job.
She did. She did a great job for you. And so what I want to tell you is this. Your mother is not just doing this because she needs money. She's doing this because she really feels that you need time to get yourself together. That's the honest truth. And I'm giving it to you just like Spirit is giving it to me. That's the honest truth.
How much do I have to get together, Miss Blue? I'm working two jobs. My husband and I are, you know, mortgaging our home. And, you know, we have six bedrooms compared to her three. I mean, upstairs and downstairs. What else is there for me to do?
She's not worried about you financially getting yourself together. It is getting yourself together mentally.
And see, this is what I just don't understand, because it seems like that's all the judge keeps telling me to get is to get an evaluation. And I'm like, that costs thousands of dollars. Well, you know, $1,200 so far. And
this is to prove that
I'm capable of taking care of them.
Right. Well, here's the thing I'm going to ask you, and I'm just going to propose this to you. How open would you be to have joint custody with your mother?
I don't even understand. That doesn't fathom to me. I am the mother. I mean, I know we shouldn't put
Right. Well, here's the thing that I want to say to you, because when your mother was taking care of your child, when you was not emotionally ready to take care of the child, how could you understand it then? You can't understand it now.
Because, Miss Blue, the reason why I was always ready. I just couldn't stay in the barrel as everyone else. I'm the oldest child. I couldn't keep trying to raise my kids. And I stayed with her, of course. But, you know, all the drinking and, you know, the party and stuff, there was just too much of a distraction, you know. And I knew I had to leave. I tried so many times, and she would call me back to help her financially.
But let me ask you a question. And so why did you leave your child with your mother?
I left him because we had an argument, and I got locked up for 18 days, and then I came to South Carolina because my grandmother passed away, and
right.
I just stayed and got myself on my feet. And the moment I came to get him,
Hold on a second. I want you to hear me here. So why did you leave your child with your mother? I'm not talking about when you got locked up. I'm talking about after that. Why did you leave your child with your mother? I want you to think about it and answer the question honestly.
I remember Miss Blue, and I know I was chasing after his father, who, you know, wasn't in stable. That's all I can tell you. I was just chasing after him, trying to build with him so I could come back and get the kids. And I was in an abusive relationship thinking I can make it work.
Right.
And here's
what I want to say to you, and I want you to hear me when I say this to you clearly. There are mothers who are homeless with their children.
Mm-hmm.
There are some mothers that are in prison with their children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I say that to you to say that you left your child with your mother when you didn't have to.
She actually kicked me out.
Listen to what I'm saying. but you still could have went back, just like you're fighting for your child now, you could have stayed and fight for your child then. And that's no fault of yours, but I want you to look at this honestly so you can know what you can do to get yourself together. First of all, if you feel in your heart that you did the right thing, then I need you to take a big swallow and you need to speak it. Speak your truth, because the truth doesn't need to hide. And right now, you're hiding. And the judge can hear it, and your mother knows it. And that's why she's pushing you to take your child.
You're so right.
You have got to stand up and really acknowledge where you are mentally, physically, and financially, and make that clear. This is not about being a perfect mother, because Miss Blue's a mother, but there is no perfect mother. The reason I wanted to take you to the situation is because the truth was, you wasn't just trying to get yourself together. You were chasing this man, is why you left your child. So be very clear about that. That honesty is not necessarily for me. That honesty is for you. Because as long as you know the truth, then you can stand firm and say, yes, I did that. But this is what I'm doing today, right now.
You're right. I haven't said that.
That's right. Stop hiding. Stop trying to be conniving, because then turn into your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Say what it is. Explain to your mother that you're not trying to keep her grandson away from her. That's not what you're trying to do. And yes, you did make some mistakes. And here's the truth about it. You say your mother was drinking, partying. You was doing some of that too.
Yeah, I mean, it was the whole gathering of family members every weekend.
Yeah.
You know, we lost one child that drowned in our swimming pool when I was at work, you know, due to this. And, you know, the family just never tried to turn and, you know, and look at it as an example for us to get together, you know,
so,
on the right path.
So here's what I'm saying. Stop blaming. Stand on your truth and do what you need to do to fight for your child honestly, because your mother is not coming after you just because she needs money. That's not what she's coming after. She truly feels that you're going to end up in one of those situations again and you're going to leave your child again, and she'd rather him be with her. So she gets to go around and tell everybody how unstable you are. But if you don't say anything, let me tell you about silence. Sometimes people think, I don't have to answer that question, and that's not going to give them an answer. Silence means compliance.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are being quiet while she's talking, afraid to speak up because you're a grown-ass woman, then your mother gets to plant all of these seeds in people's heads about you. So put on your big girl panties. Own up to what has been. Recognize where you've come from and handle your business. Speak your truth and be very clear about where you are. Stop hiding. Stop hiding your truth. Stop hiding your pain. Stop hiding lies. Speak the truth. And that'll work out for you. Work out for you. Sit down, get your orange candle, light it, because it will help you with legal matters. And I want you to write this situation out how you want it to be the best for everybody. Your mother is not the enemy here.
I swear, it sure feels like.
And neither are you. She's not the enemy here.
I don't know how to trust her no more. I mean, I've thought. My husband had told us that we needed to do a spiritual bath, and, you know, because he's, even though he's in the church, he, you know, he's very spiritual in that, and trying to, you know, unite the family and everything. But
No. You stop right there. You don't need to unite this family. You already said what happened. You already know what happened. Now you're acting like your mother. There's no need to unite the family. You have your husband and you have your children. That is your family. There's no uniting that needs to go on. What you need is clarity. Because when you have clarity, then your family is going to have clarity.
So the clarity is just me admitting that I did wrong. And
No. It's not about you being wrong or right. It's about you recognizing the facts for what they truly are. Your mother's trying to paint you out to be this horrible mother, and you're trying to paint her out to be this horrible mother. So what's the difference?
No, I don't even go on the court stage to say that because I know it can jeopardize both of us getting it.
And this is what I'm saying to you. Stop hiding. Because, see, then the story doesn't make sense. Your mother's saying all this about you, but you don't want to say nothing about your mother? Stop it. You want to lose your child? I don't think so. Put on your big girl panties. Open your mouth and speak your truth. This is your son. You're capable of taking care of him. And you know what you have to do to take care of him and your children. You're more than capable of doing that. Going in the courtroom, keeping your mouth closed, only means that you're telling everyone there your mother is absolutely correct about you. Silence is compliance. Silence is compliance. So now the judge is saying, well, hell, maybe we need to get you evaluated. Because who sits here and lets someone do this to them and not open their mouth and say, well, that's not what really happened. This is what really happened.
Right. Wow, because I got the first evaluation just from a local mental health here, and they just diagnosed me as separation from the child, and we thought that went through until just recently we went back in court, and he brings this up again. And this one, this time he wants in-depth, you know, research, I guess, of it, and it must be because I'm not speaking up.
That's right. Your throat chakra. Here's what I want you to do. When you get in the shower, you need to sing. You need to chant. You need to open up. You need to speak your voice. One of the things, somebody in the chat room is saying that you need to get into counseling. You can get into all the counseling you want. When you put your ass in that courtroom, you got to speak. That counselor can't speak for you. You better open your mouth and you better speak. You already left your son once. Leave him again. He's counting on you. So now is the time for you to do it. If you don't have the strength to do it for yourself, do it for your son. Open your mouth and speak your truth.
Yeah. So back on that joint custody, it's like he's awarded me that because I have him for a week and then she has him for a week and then I get him for a week. It's like we're going back and forth and stuff, and I'm supposed to have this evaluation done by August, but I haven't even received the court papers stating, you know, that I've been to court and what do I need done. It's like, and the month is over with now.
Mm-hmm.
And my lawyer is supposed to have this, you know, sent to
Once again, you're not even pushing your lawyer. There's no one is there fighting for you because you won't fight for yourself. You need to call
the lawyers. The lawyer said, okay, I forgot, you know.
Trust me. No.
I'm starting to think, well, if I just keep the boy here, then they have to summons me back to court, and or I'll be labeled as kidnapping or something like that. Because I have them with me.
Okay, here's what you need to do. You need to definitely go seek you some good legal advice. If your lawyer is not working for you, once again, open your mouth. Who sits there with the deadline and just says, I tell you, but you're not doing anything? Get another lawyer.
Okay.
get another lawyer. Let the courts know, hey, look, I have somebody not working for me. I need another lawyer. Get another lawyer. Talk to different people. You have
but
a social
worker. It'll be the same judge. It's like,
Listen. The judge is not a problem here. And I want you to be clear of that. The judge is not your problem here. You need to open your mouth and you need to speak. Speak up for yourself and speak up for your child. You have a social worker assigned to your case, correct?
No, it's a private matter at that. So,
Well, that's a good sign then. I don't know why I see a social worker. Maybe one will eventually come in. But here's what you need to do. You really need to get active and you need to get involved in what's going on. Can't sit back and say because nobody's not doing anything that this is why you didn't get done. That's not going to be a good enough excuse for your son. That's not an excuse. So handle your biz, sit down, write down what needs to happen, and really get yourself into the place of really having positive thoughts about this. You know, go back to where you had the evaluation from and, you know, talk to them. Say, hey, you know, I had this evaluation and stop being so damn scary of everything.
I've done that, Miss Blue. I've done my homework in the midst of, you know, working, but I've been trying to do all that. I mean, even researching, you know, the knowledge of the Moors and my rights on that and everything. I mean,
well, first of all, let me tell you this. I don't think that knowledge there is going to help you in this situation. It's going to make things a little bit more complex.
Yeah, that's what my lawyers say.
Yeah. You're laughing about
it.
It
feel like it's maybe my calling to even, you know, at least address that because he's treating me like, you know, I'm a slave. I mean, I've heard that once you even appear, you're already subjecting them to, you know, fully have control over you.
I'm not sure where you went with this conversation, but let me bring you back to ground zero.
Okay.
And ground zero is this. You went in that courtroom and didn't open your mouth. If you think you're a slave, there is no different from you being in the damn courtroom than walking down the street. It doesn't matter. Right now, you're your own slave master.
Right
now, you're your own slave master. If you want to give people power over you, you can. But I tell you, as soon as you open your mouth, my whole throat shut down.
Mm.
That's spiritual. You want to hear some spiritual shit? Spiritual.
That's spiritual. Yeah, that's
you spiritual. Are not speaking your truth. This is not the time to go fight for something that's been around for millions of years. We don't need you doing that. Your son needs you to fight for him. How about you win that battle? Then you can go back and be a Moor and be whatever the hell else you be.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, you better make sure that you get yourself in position so that you can stand firm on what it is that you're trying to communicate. Focus on that.
Yeah, because I see when he gave me the first, you know, his first order, and I said I object, you know, there's no way I can make that happen. He held me in contempt of court and had me locked up until, you know, court session resumed. I mean, like,
you can't tell somebody what you object to. You're not a lawyer. So if you want to be a lawyer, take your butt to law school, take the law exam, and then you can tell the judge, I object. You can't go in a courtroom and do that unless you're trying to get locked up. So that's what I'm going to suggest to you. Really get those things in order. You may want to go back and download this show and listen to it, but right now the bottom line is this. Fight for your son, and you can fight for all that other hot shit at another time. Because right now, that's who life is online. So if you love your son as much as you're telling your mother and you're trying to to profess to everyone else, then put the work in that is required to fight for him. Not trying to figure out how you can get around the law. Because that's going to work for you at all. I can tell you that. I definitely would like for you to come back and let us know how it's going. And I wish you nothing but love in this situation. You need to have a conversation with your mother, but you can't go up against these people thinking you're going to hold a piece of paper and they're just going to go by what you say. You can holler out, "I object," and everything's going to be good to go. You're sure to get your ass locked up again if you do that. You might want to try to get with Nancy Lockhart because she has a book called What to Do When Your Ass Gets Locked Up.
I spoke with Nancy, and I guess she was trying to refer me to someone else that works with child custody, but she doesn't work with that. You know, it's not what I'm dealing with. So,
Sure, she gave you some good gems. I'm sure she did.
She never got back in touch with me, and I didn't, you know, pursue it either. So I guess I'm wrong on that part too.
Well, it's not about you being wrong, but if you try to fight for something, you can't expect people to chase after you. You got to do the work. If somebody don't get back in touch with you, you get back in touch with them. How do you let a lawyer sit there and tell you some shit and you just say, "Oh, I keep telling the lawyer, they keep telling me, oh, I forgot, and I'll do it another time"? No. But then you want to tell me that you want to tell a judge you object? No. Who you need to be speaking to is your mother, you see, because if you can get some clear communication with her, then you wouldn't be in this situation.
Well, that's what he's telling me. He said, you need to just talk to your mother. She's the only one that can go in there and said, "I'm ready for my child to come home."
So why haven't you done it?
I've done it in my own way.
No.
That's the only way I know possible, Ms. Blue.
No, that's not the only way. Try another way to do it. So you
like crying and begging. I've had dreams, like nightmares of me just crying to her and asking her, "Mom, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I mean, I've done this even personally. I mean, I have to keep going down there, so I have to humble myself. I have to be forgiven. My sisters are down there. When we home, it's like we're a big family, but as soon as we get in court, it's like it's the same old song."
And I can understand to some degree why it is the same old song, because we've been talking here, and like I said, the throat chakra is closed up. You're not speaking your truth. But then you want to tell me about how you telling the judge you object? That's out of order. That's out of order. Have an honest conversation with your mother, not a conversation of some stuff that you truly don't believe in your heart. Have an honest conversation with her. Let her know that you're willing to work this out outside of court, because this went to court because you wasn't willing to hear what she had to say.
No, that's not true, Ms. Blue. That's not true.
Yeah, it is true.
I told my mom that, I said I was working at that time, and she knew I was working, and she knew I had got an apartment at that time, and I said, "Mom, you know, I'm sick. I'm down here with my father, for one," and that's animosity right there. It's always been since I was a child, and that's just my mother. You know, I know my mom, and I know her ways. And I know she just don't want to let the child go.
Your mother helped take care of the child, and she has love for him, and she has some valid concerns about you. So you either
have concerns about me. She just don't want to let go.
Let go.
My mother's only 50 years old, but yet she's carrying herself as if she's 80. And this can go back to, you know, when her mother was alive. And soon as she took us away from her mother.
Let me ask you a question, because we're going too far here, and I want to get to some of the other callers.
If you could
say one thing that your mother needs to work on, what would you say that one thing is? If you just pick one thing that your mother needs to work on, what do you say it is that your mother needs to work on?
her spiritual growth, her being to herself, by herself, you know, going after what she's always wanted to do. I know she's 50, but she's never been by herself. She's always had us four girls and relied on the grandchildren and, you know, her being just holding her up. And I think she has separation anxiety.
Mm-hmm. And what did they diagnose you with?
Well, the first diagnosis was the separation anxiety.
Yeah, you heard that, right? I just wanted you to hear that, sweetie. Don't turn into your mother. Don't turn into your mother because you're about there. Don't turn into her. All right? Don't turn into your mother. I wish you nothing but love and success. You need to open up your throat chakra, do some work there. That lesson, that very powerful and very profound lesson that you have for your mother, I want you to have that lesson for yourself. Okay?
I think 5 years has been long enough.
But you didn't get the lesson, sweetie. You didn't get it. This has nothing to do with your mother. You didn't get the lesson. If you don't get the lesson, then this battle, your greatest fear, is going to come true. Get the lesson. Get the lesson for yourself. Get it honestly. This is not about your mother. Get your lesson from it, and so many things will open up to you. So many possibilities, so many options, so many alternatives will open up for you. All right?
This sounds so naive of me then, because I just can't grasp what it is then.
Yeah, and you don't want to grasp what it is.
I'm
so
trying
you won't,
to find out what it is.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Because
you just told me to speak, the throat chakra, to speak up.
No. That's not what I just told you. I gave you a whole lot of things, but here's what I'm not going to do, because I'm not your mama. I'm not going to sit here and back and forth with you. You can go back and you can listen to the show, and maybe when you can hear yourself outside of yourself, then you can hear the truth of what is really here. So peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go on to the next caller. Soulful readings here tonight. What are you guys still doing up? We're going to go to the next caller calling from area code 519. You're live in the readings. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night. My name is Shauna. I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Okay, great, Shauna. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I've been listening to your show. I've been following everything that you said to everyone else. And a little bit of everything, all of the questions that I actually wanted to ask you have been in there.
Oh, beautiful.
So now I'm kind of all over the place with my questions because I don't know. basically, I lost my husband a couple years ago, and I'm raising two children by myself. And I just don't really know what direction to go in as far as trying to just be stable with them emotionally, spiritually, financially.
Right. And what was your name again?
My name's Shauna.
Shauna, do you have me on speaker or earphone? I hear you.
No. I took you off because I heard you ask the other girl to take you off.
Okay.
Just my cell phone, sorry.
That's fine. It may just be the cell phone. Okay. So, Shauna, here's a couple of things. First of all, definitely condolences to you.
Thank you for
calling in. And, you know, transition is always very difficult, especially being a young mother and then having to be with your children. I do have a question for you, and I want you to kind of answer this honestly for me. Why are you so angry?
I'm going to cry. I was with him since grade 9, and I kind of feel abandoned.
Yeah.
I feel abandoned. I feel abandoned by my family. Nobody helped me. We were homeless. We had nothing. And I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's okay.
And I am angry. And everyone that meets me says that, and I feel so bad for my children. But I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get rid of it.
Okay. All right. I picked that up immediately with you, but I have some good news for you. You know, you see, what Spirit is saying is that prosperity is ready to begin with you.
I feel it.
Yes. Isn't that such a beautiful confirmation? It is all around you. Prosperity is really ready to begin with you. Here's something, and I know you feel you cannot do this, but you have to do this. And for you, I need you to get rest and some rejuvenation. That's what you need. So I want you to start setting aside. It doesn't have to be singular every single moment, but I want you to set aside some time. We just get into that space. You can bring your children into that space with you as well. And just give thanks for all the amazing things in your life, the things that you are thankful for. This energy is a shift for you. The family that really was there wasn't there for you. The truth of the matter was is that they was never there for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the honest truth of it. So they were really being true to who they are. Everything, all of these experiences and everything that you've gone through has made you just that much more amazing, that much more wonderful in what you're doing. You have so much wealth of knowledge that you can give to other women that have been in this situation with you and your children. In fact, I want to see you journaling because I see these pages floating in front of you, which means
you have...
Are you writing a book? Go ahead.
I am. I've been writing notes since you started. Everything that you say, I've been taking quotes. Anything that resonated within me,
yes.
I've been jotting it down.
Well, hold that, because I see Spirit showing me all of these pages coming out of the book. So you do have a book in you, and that is not only going to be healing for you, it's also just going to build you into a whole wealth of things. I want you to start looking for different organizations that really have helped you along your path, and go back and start to speak to other women who may be at the beginning of this journey of where you once were. Start to give back. Start to give that energy back, and you're going to see it come back to you in so many different ways. Prosperity begins with you. If you can get your hands on some peaches, I want you to have a peach a day for 20 days. Eat a peach.
Okay.
Eat a peach. That peach is going to bring you into your creativity. It's going to help that life force energy move within you, and it's going to remind you of that sunshine that lives within you. But I see prosperity around you. I see a book. I see some amazing things. These things are going to take place over the course of the next 2 years, but you're on your way. So no more tears. No more sadness. It's time for you to turn it around. Turn the beat around. You know, I play that song a lot here. But turn the beat around. Know that the worst is behind you. Your husband is there. He's smiling on you. He can't be much prouder of you, of how you've handled everything. And one of the things he's also sending this message is he's saying to you that he's very sorry. You wasn't with him when he passed, were you?
No.
Yeah, he says he's very sorry you couldn't have been there with him. Very sorry. And that he sends his love to you and that he's always there. Another thing that he said is that sometimes when you hear the water in the bathroom, that's him. Does that make sense?
Yes, completely. I'm always getting up and going to turn off the water and, yeah.
Yeah. So see this confirmation tonight at this time in the morning. Yes, he's always there. He said that's him. When you have to get up and go in the bathroom and turn the water, that's him. That is him there. And he said he's very sorry that he couldn't be there, but he's always by your side and by the children's side. And I see nothing but prosperity. Go get you a peach and start eating those peaches a day and keep writing and make sure you give back.
Thank you. I will.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you too. And make sure you email me and let me know what's going on. Peace and love to you.
Oh, I will. I will. Thank you.
Peace and love. Oh, how beautiful is that? We know that there's truly no such thing as death, is that, you know, we do continue to live on. And when the spirit comes and shows us different things, we can see it from the other side. They send these messages as confirmation just to let us know that they're still here for us, they're still around us, and that they still can connect with us. So very, very powerful and profound confirmation. here on the remix. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling from area code 804. I think I just did that. Let's see. You're live in the remix, 804.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Blue? This is
Greetings.
From Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, what's your name?
Khalil the God from Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, Khalil, how are you? How are you?
How you doing, Mama Blue?
I'm good. Y'all didn't know that this was my son, right?
Yeah.
It's so good to hear from you. How are you?
Yeah, my first time calling in.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So what's good?
Yeah,
what's going
on? Well, I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
I guess about, you know, I do music and everything.
Yes.
And for a long time, people have been telling me, like, that, you know, how great I do with the music. But they can always see that I'm holding back, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was beautiful, but why are you holding back? Why don't you just let go? And I know in myself, I stopped myself, I guess, at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I can't figure out why I keep doing it. Like, I know I'm bringing myself back.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't figure out why.
Yes, let me tell you, and this is going to be so profound for you here in music. I know music is your passion, and I know music is it's a big part of what you came back to the planet to do. But you came back to do a little bit more than just music. Not that there's anything wrong with music. And I want to share our story with the Remix family. And this is kind of personal because I've never talked about this. But I'm going to let you guys in on a secret. On Facebook, I'm always getting these messages. And people are always trying to connect me to join something. Join a group, join, play some of the games, do this. And you guys know I'm busy just like you guys. But one day I was sitting at the computer and all of a sudden I got this email and it said that this person wanted to list you as, they wanted to be listed as your son. So I'm like, I don't even know who this is. Like, what? And I thought, what an honor. That you want me to be your mama, you know? So I checked him out a little bit on his page. He's, and like I said, he's never called in to the remix. Never called in. I'd see his messages on Twitter, and sometimes we'd go dialogue back and forth. I'd listen to his little music. I'd go on his page. I'd see all kinds of things he's doing. And we have not communicated, like, vocally ever.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? So, you know, Spirit led me, and I went ahead, and I said, okay, you can be my son, and I accepted him as my son on Facebook. And I knew it was going to be greater things in another time. So here's what I'm going to say to you. What everyone is telling you, let me translate that spiritually for you, is that what you're not putting in your music, it's not that you're holding back. What you're not putting in your music is wisdom. You have so much wisdom. That's what you're not adding in the music. Put your wisdom in there. Put those stories in there. Put that wisdom in there. Tell the story behind the story. Hold on. Wow.
The hotline is blue.
Anyway, I'm sure they'll stop. But I don't know who's got me at like 2:54 in the morning. But anyway, tell the story behind the story. You know, stop telling the story. You've done enough of that story. You have wisdom now. So you know that there's a story behind the the story. Tell that story. That's the wisdom that's there. That's the holding back. Start to put that into your music and go back to some of those first memories of why you loved it so much. You know, get back into it when it was fun for you, when it wasn't this work. You know, I see you now getting pissed off, upset, angry. No, 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 no. This is the place. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just said, oh, my goodness, because like, I've been really, like, stressed out over my music lately because it's just I started, like, making what I felt like I had to do to get noticed. And it really, I mean, it was okay music, but it really wasn't, like I used to say, like, you know, I'm in a group. So
yes.
I was also saying what my music is different from what my group actually does. Like, there's my group's music and then there's my music.
Right, right.
So yeah, definitely
see
what you're saying right now.
Yeah. So get back to those things that you loved doing it. That was one of the things that everybody around you loved, is how happy you were doing it, you know?
Right.
So get back to that. Get back to where your heart was. Get back to that. Get back. Get back to that part of it. Put your wisdom in it, you know? Tell the story behind the story. And that's how you're going to find your way back, you know? How you would just sit up in your room and just be going back and forth. Things would come to you. You know, get back into those. Play more. Have fun more. Hang out more. Don't make it work, you know? Go out and do those things that you enjoy doing. And just let it flow naturally, as it always did.
Right, right.
Okay.
I have another question, too.
Mm-hmm.
You were getting ready to say something about what else I could do besides music. And that was another thing I started to feel like. I was getting this tunnel vision of only music. And I could feel that there was something else I could also be doing or focusing on as well, besides just trying to make my music work. I mean, of
mm-hmm.
course, I work, I do everything, you know.
Right.
Day to day, but I just want to know what else you've seen and as far mm-hmm. as outside of my music.
Well, it kind of goes hand in hand with your music, and that was wisdom. Start using your wisdom. Put your wisdom in your music. Put there. Put your wisdom back in it. So your music is not just music that people can, you know, we can jam to and we feel good and we can bob back and forth, but also have the music so that you can begin to also tell the story behind the story. Get into the wisdom of it.
Okay.
All right? And then make sure you send me an email the first thing you come up with.
Okay.
All right. All right, everybody, tell my son bye.
All right, bye, Remix family. Thank you, Mama Blue.
All right, peace and love to you. Peace and love. Aww. All right, you guys, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 510. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Did you say 510?
I certainly did.
How you doing tonight, Ms. Blue?
I'm doing wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
This is Jawanza McGee from Oakland, California.
Okay. You guys are so crazy for being up. Wow.
There's only 12 over here, but I'm a night walker, so I'm always usually up late studying or something.
You're doing something, huh? Studying or doing something. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. So what made you call in to Soulful Readings tonight?
All right, I got a few questions. The first, or if you don't mind me asking, I got a few questions.
Well, I don't know about a few, but you can ask a question, yes.
All right. I was wondering, what do you pick up on that I need to do to start making more spiritual progress and have more control and direction in my physical life also? Because I start to, like, really realize that, like, the consciousness that I thought I was, at, I'm not at. And then it's like, now I'm like, okay, now I see what panic and Now I see what it really means to be conscious rather than just bullshitting and bullshitting and stop, like, lying to myself and start really believing myself. And, like, I'm seeing things start to happen, but also at the same time in the physical world, it's, like, a lot of confusion and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying to get a hold over that and stuff because it's, like, I know you can't just be Superman all the time. Although I feel that it's coming to that time soon.
Well, you know, I love this question. Excuse me, so much. I love this question so much. And, you know, that is a part of becoming conscious, is that you realize what you thought you knew, you don't know. That's it. That's the challenge that I face myself with every single day. Actually, this is why we are talking at like 3 a.m. in the morning, because I faced myself with this challenge to say, okay, here it is, something you haven't done before, soulful readings, and you're going to do it starting at like 1 o'clock in the morning. You understand? A part of me said, oh no, I don't do the remix at 1 o'clock in the morning. That was what
I was scared. Like, hold up. I'm ready for my remix time right now. Like, I've been, like, spending a lot more time getting to know myself. So today I really just relaxed and did nothing really but, like, study and just observe myself and just chill.
That's it. And, you know, that's kind of what I did. Then it was storming and lightning outside. You know, one of the powerful cards that's in the Kim deck is, you know, is the lightning card, you know? And that card is about paying attention to signs and symbols. And so I stayed true to that. So I got myself very nice and comfortable and sat in my bed, Indian style, crossed my legs and took my hair down. And had absolutely no expectation, no anxiety. In fact, I was going to set set the show up really around 10 something. And then the lightning and the storm came, and I couldn't do it. I didn't panic. I didn't call. Oh, no, what's going to happen? I said, you know what? I'm riding the cosmic wave. I got in the bed, Indian style. Took my hair down, cut the lights out with the light going off and on, and I just sat still. Sat still in the moment and really just got into that place. I want to read a quote. It's from the I Ching, and it talks about the genius. I don't know if you've heard the shows where I talk about how to bring the genius out, but the genius, the I Ching says, the genius, when you're getting into that position of the genius, genius is the ability to receive from the universe. When you can receive those divine messages from the universe, you're truly tapping into your genius. Because you're going to have to definitely go through your higher self to get there. You're going to have to get in touch with that most intimate, the most vulnerable, the most truth for you part of yourself to do that. And then you're going to have to allow that to come in any way possible and know it. Not trust it, but know it. Know it to be what you want to do. And yes, as someone, Jay Wood, is saying in the chat room, that can be very tough. Very, because this is when the player hater starts to come in. Well, what if nobody comes to the show? Why would I put up readings and nobody comes reading? See, all of that, but I've learned to shut that energy down. It's not always easy, but you've got to shut that energy down. And you got to go with what you know. You got to damn it. You got to decide, take action, and make some movement. And so, you being in that place that you're in right now and being in this place of what to do when the outside world is not reflecting your inside world, the one thing that you've got to know is that it's really only one world. And that could be tough. it's really only one world. So what you see on the outside is just merely a reflection of what's going on the inside. And this is when you have to start looking at things not through your physical eyes, but through your spiritual eyes, which is your third eye, your intuition. That's how you begin to see things, because ultimately we all get to see exactly what we want. Know that as you move along, here's a word that I want you to know that's important for this cycle that you're in right now. And this is spiritual unions. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
That makes perfect sense, because the other question I wanted to ask you about was kind of about what's causing the blocks in, like, my love life and whatnot. Because it's like I know that I feel like I've identified the block, but for some reason, like, whenever I try to meet somebody new, it's kind of something still there, and I feel like it's like I know that I need to address it rather than just push it in the darkness. Like, I need to slip into the darkness to figure out really exactly what it is so I can truly gain light from it.
Mm-hmm. Here's one of the things that I want to tell you is that I want you to think back to, like, when you were in high school. You can remember back in high school. It wasn't too long ago for you, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Think back when you were in high school, and you know when you had that crush on that girl that was in one of your classes with you?
Yeah, I can see
what you said. Mm-hmm. And you remember the day that you found out that she didn't like you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember that. That's kind of what you're feeling right now. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to have a crush on you.
It's funny because I've been recently going through that process of, like, thinking about it holistically, because I'm a skateboarder, so I'll just be like, that's it, and wear whatever. But now I'm, like, seeing that, like, to truly be the master of my own reality, I have to shape myself into, the, like, my dream self.
Yes, because she's waiting for you. But she can't manifest because you truly don't know what it feels like to fall in love with you. So ground yourself. Have a crush on yourself. Give yourself the best. Give yourself what you want someone to give you that loved you. Give that to yourself.
Definitely.
All right?
All right, I definitely will.
All right, and then make sure you come back and let us know.
I definitely will. I'm always going to be listening to the remix, even when I feel like I'm at an advanced level. I still going to always feel like there's always something new to learn.
That's right. It's always something. You know, being the student is so much more sexy than being anything else. I love being the student. I love learning, and I learn every single day. That's sexy to me. You want to get into some real sexy shit? Be the student. That's sexy. That's the sexy thing in the world, to be the student. I love being the student.
Definitely. I love it, too, because it's like millions of possibilities.
Oh, yes.
Millions of outcomes from that.
Oh, yes. It is so great. It is so great. So peace and love to you. Make sure you call back and let us know how that goes.
I definitely will. You have a lovely night.
You too. Peace and love. Peace and love. Oh, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Call in, it looks like, from area code 561, Soulful Moments. You're live remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Anne, and I'm calling from West Palm.
Hey, Anne, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, Anne. Having a soulful moment. Having a good soulful moment. What's going on? What's going on, Anne?
Okay, so I wanted to call to see about any relationships that might be in my future. And I know I've asked this question before, and you told me to focus on myself and make myself number one. And I've been doing that with, like, affirmations, chants, just finding, like, different ways to do that. But I was just wondering if there's any sort of relationships coming up.
And if my memory serves me right, and sometimes it doesn't, because I really, really kind of dump a lot of this. One of the things I'll tell you is I do see relationship coming for you. That is something that I see that is coming for the future. I don't see it right now. I see it in the future. There's still some work that definitely needs to be done. There's still some work Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. I just got something that just threw me off. Okay, so there's still some work that needs to get done. There's still so much work that needs to get done, and you're doing it. I want you, though, I still see you too much in your head. I still see you too much in the clouds. I see you too much in the air. I need you to come down. I need you to come down, 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 down. I need you to come down to the ground. I need you to get down on the ground. I need you to get real funky with it and get on the ground for me. You're still too much in your head of thinking about it. Don't worry about it. Know that you're having relationships with people every single day, everywhere you go, whether you're at school, whether you're at work, whether you're with friends, whether you're with family. You're having relationships with people. And the most important relationship is with you. Know that that is not a destination. So you can't say that, yes, you told me to have a relationship with myself, and you know, I've been working on that with affirmations, and I've been doing these things, and I have a relationship with myself. That is a lifetime work. So there is no destination with the relationship with yourself. I want you to begin to focus on just enjoying life without expectations, because this is what kind of got you into this situation in the beginning. And I want to just kind of take back a little bit about it. Thinking about past relationships, the relationship that you had, and also the relationship with your mother in particular. It's about these expectations. Having these expectations, you know, let go of the expectations. Learn to appreciate and just love yourself. Know that's going to happen. So there's a difference between someone anticipate something to happen and someone knowing that it's going to happen. See, because if I know it's going to happen, I'm not on edge trying to figure out when. I'm not doing that. You notice when is connected with air energy. Air energy is connected with the intellect. When we get too much air in our head, we get called the airhead. And for very good reason. So take the win out. You understand? Take that win out of you and come back to the ground and get grounded. You know, spend some time. Go out. Walk in the park. You want to have a relationship, but I don't see you doing things so you can put yourself in the position where that energy can even expand itself.
Another thing you want me to do was the date by myself. And I haven't gone on that date because I really haven't had the finances to do that. And
oh, stop
I,
it. No. I'm not gonna let you get away with that. You can go and buy you a fruit drink for $3. So don't tell me you can't on a date by yourself. Yes, you can. You can go in the mall and you can walk around and you can get you a health food fruit drink, and you can sit down at the table. You can go in a Whole Foods and you can go over to the salad bar and take $3 and buy you a little salad, sit down and have a nice date with yourself. And Snell said it. You can go to the museum, or you can go places. You can go to the park. It doesn't cost you anything to take yourself on a date.
Okay. All right, another question I wanted to ask.
No. We need to address that.
Okay.
What does okay mean? I don't ever get the okay. What does that mean?
Well, with the whole date situation, I figured, you know, I would plan a whole, I would go shopping, pick an outfit, plan a whole entire day from, like, you know, dawn to, you know.
And guess what? And you can still do that. But, again, you're too much in your hair, your head. You're too much in your head. It's too much thinking. No doing, just all thinking. So I need you to get out your head and ground it. When you get yourself in the position where you do that, by all means, go back. Do that. But until then, do it. Nothing is stopping you from doing it. You didn't do it, so do it.
Okay. That means I'm going to do it this time.
Okay. Don't believe. Just do it. There's nothing else required. Just do it. Don't believe, don't think about it, don't hope for it, don't wish for it, just do it, and it'll happen. That's how you're going to get there, honestly. Yeah. Okay. And then come back and tell us when you do it, when you do it. We want to hear about that date. But I want you to get out into nature. Take your shoes off, walk in the grass, get grounded. Come out of the clouds. Too much air energy around you. I want to see more earth things. You can eat things like brown rice. You can eat carrots. And you can also eat potatoes. This is going to help ground you. Ground yourself, okay?
All right, definitely. Thank you, Ms. Lou.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Bye.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 469. Four six nine. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Hadia calling from DeSoto, Texas.
Okay, greetings to you from DeSoto, Texas. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have a couple of questions. The one that I wanted to really speak on is lately I have been kind of realizing what I really wanted to do. I started to think back when I was younger, what did I really like to do before? I guess I kind of shut down the energy of what I wanted to do. And that was, I like to sing, and I've always wanted to play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know if that is something that you kind of see in my life.
Yeah, you know, definitely, if you wanted to do it, you can do it. Here's the thing. Let me go ahead and debunk. Is that a word? Debunk? Let me debunk something for you right here.
Okay.
We have many things that we can do. What happens is sometimes we get a little excited. We get overzealous. And all of a sudden, we begin to think, this is it. You know what I mean? Like, this is it. I'm going to get this one thing, and then I'm going to ride off in the sunset, and life is going to be a pot full of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the matter is, everything that we're doing is a part of our purpose, is a part of our life. When you're not clear, what happens is, you start to get a lot of different channels because, let's face it, we're human beings. We're living on the planet. It is the year 2012. We can do everything. But one of the things, and I'll just touch on this a little bit, but those who are in the business class know what I'm talking about. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Okay.
There's a difference between a hobby and a passion.
Okay.
Hobbies are something that we can do every single day. Everybody got a hobby. I don't care what it is. You got a hobby. But is that your passion? Earlier, I told one of the callers, I don't know if you heard it, make a list on a piece of paper, fold it in half, and then on one side of the piece of paper, say,
like it.
Yeah, shit I love and shit I like. And what you're going to find is some of that shit you thought you loved, you only really like it, you see. And then start to really focus your energy on the things that you love. This is what I say. If it doesn't bring you close to orgasm, don't do it.
Okay.
That's my litmus test. If I'm not about to just scream in ecstasy, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to do it. So that's what you need to do. You need to find that point of orgasm for yourself. I think too many times we get so close to the money shot and don't get it. You know, it's like, you know, imagine taking yourself to that point of ecstasy, but not letting go. And constantly, over and over and over and over again, you do that.
Yeah, I do all the time.
So that's what I want you to focus on. You know, get you a sheet of paper and see which of these will literally make you scream in ecstasy, you know. Find out what that thing is. It's close around you. And don't let the everyday humdrum just get you down. Because this is what I see. I see spikes in your energy where you're flying, and then I see you dipping very low.
Yeah.
You see.
And dipping
very, very low. Dipping so low down to the ground, you know?
Yes.
So find those things. You know, just because things aren't going right, that doesn't mean you jump ship. Don't jump ship. Just because things aren't going, you understand. I'm gonna tell you something. Me doing this work, doing the readings, doing the things that I'm doing, whether it's from the Oracle card, audiobooks, or any of that stuff, I have worked harder at what is considered to be my passion than any damn job I've ever had.
I'm starting to understand where you're going.
You understand when people say, I want to find my passion and I want to do it. Oh, be prepared to put on big girl panties. And someone asked me in the chat room, what are big girl panties? Are they granny panties? No, big girl panties are like G-string panties. You know, the ones that remind your ass you got panties on. See, sometimes we get disillusioned and think that G-strings, you don't have panties on. In fact, it's the other way around, because any sister who has one wore G-strings know that that reminds your ass you got some panties on. Oh, I thought y'all would get a kick out of that. Those are girl panties for real.
Very true.
So that's what I'm going to say to you, is definitely make sure that someone said they're confused. Jay Wood, I hope you're not. It's a woman thing. That's right. It's a woman thing. You know, people think, ooh, you ain't got no panties on. You got a G-string. No.
That just,
if you got a G-string on, it's reminding every step I take, every breath I make, I got some panties on. Okay? Okay. So now, you guys are too much. It's soulful moments here on the remix. Okay, so, but no, that's what I really want you to do. Really find those things that you love. And it's important to make sure that you keep enough things in your life that you love doing, because that's going to give you strength of things you don't. And don't be so quick to jump ship. Don't do it. I see you going overboard too fast on things. This is what you are passionate about and that you love. Know that love has to be fed. You have to feed love. It just doesn't exist on its own. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It can sustain itself, but you got to feed that love. And so whatever that passion is, whatever is close to you in your heart, you know, constantly be open to receive that love and to give back to it. You can't just give love in the beginning and think that that's going to sustain you. Imagine if you were in a relationship with someone and you told them once a year, I love you, or you only had contact to make love with them once a year and never spoke to them on the phone. You never wrote, you never sent them emails. You never missing them. You guys never had any communication. You just walked away from each other. How long do you think that love would be able to sustain itself?
Not very long.
That's right. That's right. So make sure that you're doing those things to communicate the love of your passion that's in your heart, that's in your soul, to the work that you're doing. And know that, yes, you're going to get tired. You understand? You're going to work hard. That's a part of the journey. That's a part of the love. You know, you're going to do things that you don't want to do. This is about making changes at the last 30 seconds to make this love live, you know. It's about sometimes holding back and not doing things because you know that in order for the love to live, you just can't do it right at this moment. So staying in your truth with that love, stop jumping ship, and then find those things that bring you a complete orgasm. Do those.
Okay.
Do that. All right?
Thank you very much, Ms. Blue.
All right. Peace and love. And make sure you let me know how it goes for you, too. So
if you
want to play the piano, go ahead, play the piano. I'll pull out my acoustic guitar, and we'll have a jam session. That's what we'll do. All right. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 219. Your live remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What number did you say?
yes, your area code 219.
Oh, my God. Okay, I can't believe it. I got in before. Too late.
Okay, yes. Who's on the line, please?
Okay, this is Adrian again.
Okay. All right, Adrian. Greetings, Adrian. You're calling in on Soulful Moments this evening.
Yes. It's a couple of concerns that I have that's going on right now. Concerned about being employed and then the relationship thing, which I pretty much have a feeling where that's going, but.
You know what? Adrian.
Yes.
Adrian said, I know where that's going. Adrian, let's see what's going on. Let's see what's going on with you. I just had energy come up that I want to talk about. So I'm gonna say that energy for you is, Adrian, let me tell you what's needed for you. You need to do some feng shui, Adrian. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I know feng shui.
Why would Miss Blue tell you you need to do some feng shui?
Because my house needs to be.
Adrian, it slapped me in the face. Adrian, that's all I'm going to say, Adrian.
And it's better now than it was a couple of months ago, so.
Oh, my goodness. That is too beautiful. Okay, so let's talk about it, because really what's going on right now in your house has a lot to do with the energy that you're feeling right now, you know. And so what happens is our sacred space is really just that reflection of what's going on inside.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, you made some strides and you began to clean things up, and that's a really good thing. That's a really, really good thing. But there's still a lot of uncertainty around you because of those things of your job loss. Now, on your job, here's one of the things I'm going to tell you. I see something coming through for you like in the next 23 days. So about a month, in about a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, about a month.
I see those things coming forth for you in the next couple of days. So no worries. You need to just continuously put those things out there that you want to not give up. I kind of got the sense that you're kind of giving up a little bit. And I don't want you to really give up. Don't give up.
Okay. Don't give up. All right.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Because we got to talk about some things, some more things. We got to talk about this feng shui thing a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to talk about this feng shui thing. The main thing that I will tell you to begin to focus on for right now is really the number one thing to focus on is going to be it's really the kitchen.
The what? The kitchen?
Yeah, the kitchen.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, focus on the kitchen.
Okay.
And let me tell you why the kitchen first is because the kitchen has a lot to do with the heartbeat of your sacred space about what's going on. And this is where you're experiencing most of your pain in your heart.
Okay.
So I want you to go in the kitchen. Those things that, you know, those plates that are cracked and chipped, those plastic cups that's been melted.
Mm.
I see a plastic cup been melted. We won't go there,
Adrian. Go there. Probably is.
All right, Adrian. I want you to get rid of those things. Throw
okay.
them out. You know, throw them out. Make sure your stove is clean because this is really sort of where your prosperity comes in. In your house, make sure your stove's clean. Always keep your stove clean and get those burners going. You know, get to cooking on those burners because this is you sort of kind of lighting, igniting that flame and passion in your heart
okay.
as well as bringing that positive life force energy into your sacred space. It also helps to open up that portal for abundance.
Okay.
All right.
So use all the burners because I only use just like one or two now. So
no, use your burners. Sometimes instead of just cooking on the front two burners, put things on the back.
Right.
You know,
okay.
Back burner, cut them off. You know how people always say, "Why you be putting me on the back burner?" Because we know we don't use them back burners.
Right.
That's where that comes from. So use those back burners. And then what I want you to do is I want you to go to the local grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Kroger's, it could be Walmart, wherever you're living at. And I want you to get you a nice bouquet of flowers.
Yeah.
And I want you to bring flowers into your sacred space. And here's something I learned from Queen Afua, and I love doing this so much. And get you some cinnamon sticks. And find you a little pot, one that you won't be using too often. And I want you to pour some water in the pot and put some cinnamon sticks in there. And let that energy of cinnamon just purify your sacred space. It also helps with desires. You want to bring desires into your home? You know, get some cinnamon going. Because cinnamon is really connected with that energy of desires. You know, those desires we feel in our heart. And it also has lots of pure energy. So get those desires going.
Because I normally have fresh flowers, but last week or so I haven't bought any yet. So.
Yeah. Well, get you some fresh flowers. Do that. No worries on that. The relationship, you're just straight up angry and know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're straight up angry in the relationship. And that's going to even bring itself to a point where it's going to get on some balance ground for you. I want you just to stand your truth in here, but sometimes you can be a little stubborn and make sure that you recognize what role you played in this.
Right, right.
Make sure you recognize the role you played in this and just recognize this as being the honest role that you played in this. Okay?
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. That's going to help work out for you. There you go. Was that helpful for you, dear?
Yeah, I thought it was the bedroom, but you said a kitchen, the feng shui.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, that bedroom's a whole nother story, but that kitchen is going to give you the energy to get some of them clothes. I mean, you got a lot going on in that bedroom. You don't want Miss Blue going in that bedroom.
No.
But you need to get them clothes, and you need to get, I don't know what this is. It's not paper. What is
the clothes? Is jewelry? Is those plastic you know, is container drawers.
Yes, yes, I see
yeah.
these bins. What's in them damn bins?
Oh, honey, I got...
Too funny. Too funny. I'm like, what is this? This is in paper. What is this?
No, honey, I got bins of hair products, jewelry.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Let me tell you. Do some funky funk sway. Get it up out of there. Get it up out of there. Please get it up out of there. But start with the kitchen. Because the kitchen is going to give you the energy to get everything else lined up. That's where your heartbeat is. And stay focused there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right, dear. Thank you so much again, Ms. Blue.
You're one. Peace and love. Call back in and let us know how that's going for you. All right.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
I told you guys it was going to be soulful moments. But look, I want to tell you guys about this. I'm going to do a Feng Shui show coming up here really, really soon because I have some great stuff. I don't want to say stuff. I really want to say some great shit that I want to share with y'all. Hopefully the babies are in the bed. But... Hopefully the babies are in the bed. Not kisses and hugs to the babies. But I want to talk about some feng shui stuff with you guys and tell you a little bit about what's going on. I kind of hung out with my daughter and one of her friends and her mom, and we kind of went shopping and did sort of a whole girl's day thing. And I came across some stuff, and it just reminded me of some things that I haven't told you guys about feng shui that I often do. For those of you who have been listening to Remix, know that you can actually go back and you can download all of the Feng Shui shows I've done. But I'm going to tell you guys about this. How many people have iPhones? How many people have iPhones? Or I'd say, how many people have compasses on their phones? How many people have compasses on phones? I just know on the iPhone, you could actually just hit the compass button, and you'll be able to see the compass. Okay, so a lot of you guys either have Android phones or you have iPhones. By the way, did I mention that the Remix has its very own Android app, and you can go to the Android market and just search for Miss Blue and the Remix and download and find out all the things about the Remix, and it is absolutely, oh, the word we don't like to say, free. All right, but anyway. So, the next thing I want you to do is, if you have a compass, and I know it's kind of late depending on what part of the world you're in, but I want you guys to go stand by your front door. Don't worry, I'm going to wait for you here. But I want you to go stand by your front door. Go to your front entrance, take your compass, and face your compass inward. So if you're standing right at your door, you're looking into your sacred space. And I want you to tell me what direction that is for you, because I got some real hot stuff, some real hot shit I'm going to drop for you right here tonight. And then when I do the feng shui show, I'm going to get into it some more. So I want you to go to your door, and that's right, get up. Right now, you can do it. Come on, get out of bed. Get up off the couch. Go do it. Go to your door, and I want you to tell me what is facing your door. So that would mean I want to know the direction that is behind you. So if you look into your sacred space, is it seeing you're facing north and behind you is south? I want you to tell me that direction. Y'all are silly. I want to know what direction your door is at. So if you're standing in front of your door, but I want you to look into your sacred space and tell me what direction is behind you. Okay. All right. I see you guys in that room. Okay, because I got some good stuff I want to tell you guys about this. And all of us, we can learn this and learn from this. Now, in feng shui, they have lot of different things that they talk about. And of course, feng shui is not a religion. Even though there are a lot of people who practice this and they really adhere to this as though it is a religion. I'm going to try to wait a minute. I see some of you feel at your door trying to figure it out. So I'm going to wait a minute so I can make sure that everybody gets back and they can do it. Meanwhile, while we're waiting for everybody to come back and tell us our direction. And by the way, if you're over on Twitter, is Soulful Remix. Pound sign Soulful Remix. You can tweet your answers over there. We'll take a look at them too. Let's hear a little bit of Baby Blue. And we can go from there. And then when I come back, I'm going to drop a little jewel for you guys here. Let's see. Where is Baby Blue? She's on here somewhere. So much stuff here. I need to do some feng shui on this board. Let's see. So tell me what direction your door is once you're looking into your sacred space. So if you're looking in your sacred space, what direction is your door? What direction is your door?
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. Okay. So now that you guys are back, let me look on Twitter and see what people are telling me, what direction their door is facing. Anybody tweeting? It is Soulful Remix. Oh, by the way, you guys, tonight, or today, I should say, is La Blue's La Blue's birthday. So let's tell La Blue Inc. happy birthday, La Blue. Happy Earth Day, La Blue. Happy solar return. happy day to you. Want to give her hugs and kisses. She's always a very active member of the Remix family. And so just want to send some hugs and kisses to her on this amazing day that we're in on July 16th here. Oh, let's see, you guys. Are you guys getting it? I want you guys to find out that information. Tell me what your doors are facing. Okay. Here we go. How many people door is facing, hold on a second. How many people door is facing north? If your door facing north, put that in the chat room. Any north doors? This is if you're inside of your house and you've closed the door. I want you to face into your sacred space. So whatever direction is behind you is going to be what direction your door is facing. Okay. How many people door is facing west? How many people have their door facing west? Okay, a couple of wests in here. West side. All right. How many people door facing east? Let's hurry up. Y'all got me acting so silly today. East. How many doors facing east? Yes, Icy. I am alive every night and every day. How many doors facing east? Okay, how many doors facing south? South. Where's the south side at? South. Okay. Y'all are so silly. Okay. So let me just kind of break this down really quick. And those of you who are there for the readings, just hold the line. We're going to keep going. I mean, after all, we stayed up this late, so we'll be fine. But there is a thing in feng shui called the three killings. The number three killings. Yeah. The three killings. You know, the murder mystery, the three killings. Yes. And every single year, this position of the three killings actually moves. This position moves. So I'm going to give some good news out. I'm going to give news that's going to be a little challenging for some of you. But I'm going to tell you how, if you have certain things going on in your life, how you can actually kind of move chi around in a different direction. Okay, maybe if we have time, we can talk about the eight immortals too, because there's some things in feng shui with the eight immortals. But let's talk about the three killings and what this means. So I'm going to try to give you this on it. When I do the show, when I drop this show, I'll kind of give you this a whole bunch of information so that you can do this. But I want you to think about it this year, this way. The three killings, which is also called the three shahs, that's sort of the translation. They call it the sand shah. That's how it's pronounced. But the three killings are associated with three earthly branches. So this is broken up into different branches. I want you to think about this almost like the tree of life. And the position is defined by according to the different cardinal positions or on a compass. So think about it this way. So if we're looking north, north is going to be associated with water. And if you're looking east, east is going to be associated with wood. And if you're looking south, south is going to be associated with fire. And west is going to be associated with metal. Now, in this year, 2012, because every year it's very different, in 2012, the three killing location is actually and this is going to tell you the position of the killings. So the killings is happening south. Now, here's what I want you guys to focus on for those of you who have doors that is facing south. I want you to look at this because the 12 branches are really matched by what they call four groups of harmony or four trinities, because they kind of break them down into different trinities. Four groups. Three each group, which is the Trinity. So let me give you the breakdown, okay? When we start to look about the North, here are the three trinities for the North. It's going to be the rat, the monkey, and the dragon. The rat, the monkey, and the dragon. If it is in the East, it's going to be the sheep, the rabbit, and the boar. And if it's in the South, it's going to be the tiger, it's going to be the dog, and the horse. If it's in the west, it's going to be the snake, it's going to be the rooster, and the ox. Now, let's talk about the three killings. Now, for 2012, they say that here are some of the things that happen with the three killings and what the three killings consist of. The three killings consist of things that happen on many different levels. One of those three killings is has a lot to do with, are you guys listening to me? I want you to hear this. Three killings has a lot to do with loss of wealth, loss of your health, and also robbery. So those things. Robbery has a lot to do with robbery. It has a lot to do with loss of wealth and finances, and also sicknesses, you know, illnesses coming up with these. So if you have a front door that you use and it's facing the three killing direction of the year, so I'm mainly talking about those people who are facing south, but let me tell you what you can do. Hold on. This is not to get everybody into, I really want to share this because this is some good shit. It's going to be good no matter what direction your door is, but this is some good stuff. So So here's two things I want you to do, and this is good for anybody. This is good for absolutely anybody. Don't slam your door. You know how when you were a kid, how your grandmother and your mother and them would yell at you slamming the door? Very good reason. That's bad energy. Don't slam your door. You should take very good care. Don't slam your door. Some of the other things that you don't want to do is you don't want to do a lot of digging, and you don't want to do a lot of disturbing of your grounds. Like, this wouldn't be a good time to add an extension onto your house if it's in the south. This would not be a good time to do some drilling in front of your door. This is not a good time to really do those kind of things, you see. This is not a good time to do this. This is really not a good time to do those kind of things. But here's what you can do. You can get you some food dogs. And I know you guys have seen this. It's F-U-D-O-G-S. I have a picture of them, and maybe I can give it to you. And what you want to do is spell F-U, foo dogs, or they call them temple lions. You know, you see them typically in front of the Chinese restaurants, in the Asian restaurants. You'll see these. They look like dogs, or they look like lions. Yes. They're also called temple lions. Yes, that's what they're called. You can see them. Now, what you want to do if your door is facing south, what you want to do is you want to take these temple lions and you want to place them north, the opposite direction of the three killings. So you want to place them. So if your door is south, you want to look at the north side of your house and you want to put these dogs or these lions, these temple lions, you want to have them facing the door. That's what you want to do. And then you want to avoid trying to go in and out of that space as much as possible, especially if you're having some bad things go on. The whole thing about the disturbance of this part of I guess you could say this part of your sacred space. No, they should be inside of your house. You want to put the temple lions inside of your house, and you want to put them opposite the direction. So south is your door. Go to where north is, the furthest point north in your house that can face your door, and put them there. Put the temple lions there. And this is going to balance out that chi coming in. We're in the year of the dragon, and I'll tell you guys some more things about that year of the dragon, but that's what you want to begin to do, and this is going to help to change that energy. Now, here's one of the things that I use feng shui, and I've been into feng shui, I think, since I've been about 11 or 12 years old. And yes, I see you still on the phone line. I'm going to get back to you guys. But I've been into feng shui for a long time. It's always positive and negative energy going on. We know that. We live in a world of polarity. So this is primarily for those of you, if you are having sort of some issues go on up with yourself, and some of these things that I've spoken about here, loss of finance, if you find there's some things of some illness up for you, and if you see that maybe there were some things of robbery going on, then these are going to be some of the things I want you to begin to think about. I want you to think about getting some of the temple lions. And if you have a, what is it called, store? Compass Trading Store near you, they carry these items inside your mall. You can find them in there. They have these temple lions, and you can get them for like $6-7. And you can put them inside of your sacred space. And you want to face them, the temple lions, just inside of the door, and you want to face them outward. So you want to face them. So once you step inside sacred space, maybe you have a coffee table, sofa table, or somewhere you can place them so that they're facing the door. They don't necessarily have to be furthest point away from the door, but you can face it in towards the door. You want to do that. Now, for the rest of you, just to help bring good chi into your house, You can also get the temple lions, and you want to face them inside of the door as well, too. Have them during the daytime hours. You want to face them towards the door. They're going to help to bring in extra chi inside your sacred space. What you want to do at night is you want to turn their backs away from the door. Now, this is just for those who door is not facing south. Then you want to turn them around, and you want to face their back. And that's to give them a break. So they're not constantly just taking good chi. You want to also allow the chi to flow in and out. So that's the whole purpose of really doing feng shui, is to get kundalini energy just to move through your house, just to move your sacred space and have that energy flowing in a very good way. But know that they talk about the killing of the three. The killing of the three direction is facing south. And you're going to do that from your sacred space, that direction south. And if that is, there's a very easy cure for you. Go get you some temple lions, and you can have those temple lions, and you can have them facing towards the temple lions facing towards the door, and keep them facing towards the door. And you want to do that from now up until February, I'm going to say around February 7th through, or let's just push it up to the 9th, until February the 9th of 2013. Because that's when the energy change. And so the killing of the three will go to another position. It may be north next year. It may be another day. It may be west. It may be east. It rotates itself around. But those of you who may be having some struggle with your finances, maybe you've been a little under the weather more than normal this year. Maybe you found that there are some things going on, missing things. This is something to begin to take a look at. So, you know, if it's working for you, no worries. But if it's not, then this is something great for you to begin to do. Okay. So now, here we go. We're going to continue on. We have about 3 minutes left to go inside of the remix. If you guys want to get on the phone lines, we'll go to the after hours because I see so many of your hands up. And I definitely want to take your questions. We're not going to get into too much of the funky feng shui, but we will, because some of the things I want to talk to you about is I want to talk to you about the 8 offerings of the goddess, of what you can do. We're going to talk about the 9 dragons. We're also going to be talking about the 8 immortals as well. And I'm also going to give you a badass saltwater ritual that is the baddest to the bone. We'll be talking about that. So we'll be talking about those things. All right, you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We have about 2 minutes left to go in the forum. For the rest of you who have joining me, I want to thank you guys so much for joining me on Soulful, this Soulful morning here, Soulful Readings with me, Miss Blue. Don't forget, you can always reach out to me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4blue@gmail.com. You can also go and get the audio workbook. If you don't have it, where have you been? Get it. It's really, really going to help in all of the things that you're doing as far as your magic, your life, and you get to do it your way. www.msblueblast.com. Go straight there. You find all the directions, and you can also get yourself Chem Deck. Get you the Chem Deck. Everybody should have one, from the babies all the way up to all of us wise ones. Have the Chem Deck. Keep your magic current. Activate those psychic muscles within yourself, and you can get that Chem Deck by just going to www.missbluebus.com/cards and just get it /cards. You can do that, and you can get it. It's been around the world and back again. And don't forget to leave your stories over there as well. I love you guys so much. This has been amazing. So much fun. And you'll hear more soulful moments from me, Miss Blue. Connect with me on Twitter. Connect with me over on Facebook. Join the Remix family page. Don't forget to like The Remix on Facebook. And if you like the show, always, always leave a message. Leave it on iTunes. You can do that. Leave a message on Twitter, you know. Leave it up on Facebook. You know, leave it everywhere. Put that good energy out there. I want to say thank you to Esther for helping out, holding Twitter down, as always. And the rest of the Remix family, too, for being here, bringing your amazing energy. It's always good. I get to see you guys smiling faces and all of your wonderful, joyous thoughts that you have as well, too. That's amazing. So we're going to keep going. 1 second. Much love, warm spirit as we continue. As we continue right here. Yeah. All right, you guys, we're going to continue. So I think the next number that we left off at, if I'm not mistaken, is area code 773. You're live, Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. My name is Tima, and I'm in Chicago.
Okay, greetings.
How are you? This is so wonderful. Thank you for this late night, early morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Y'all are crazy. Y'all can't help me.
I actually was so surprised I caught you on there. I was actually about to log off the computer and go to sleep. And I was like, oh, wow, she's just getting started. So I'm so excited to reach you. My question is, I have just went through a very long process with school. Well, actually, I was finished with school a while ago, but I actually just took a test to make me licensed as a clinical psychologist with the state of Illinois.
Hey,
and
that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, girl, it's been, I can't say how many years.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
But I have, it's like I'm conflicted. I've been working for a great friend of mine who's been supervising me for the past 3.5 years. I've been working under him in private practice.
Okay.
So now I'm kind of feeling like I'm conflicted because, of course, I've kind of brainwashed wanting to kind of go back in the work sector, but that's not really where my heart is. I really want to work for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to see if you see it as a possibility for me to immediately start working for myself, and if that's a possibility, what kind of spiritual preparation do I need to do for that?
Okay, all right. First of all, let me tell you, I want to say congratulations to you.
Thank you.
That's a big accomplishment, and those damn clinicals ain't no joke.
Thank you so much.
Too much into my own crazy life, but trust me, when I say I know where you're going, I know what you're feeling, I feel it. They are
Thank
no
you.
Joke. Absolutely no joke. So that is definitely a great thing. The number one thing that comes up, the one thing I want to tell you is this, is that two things is going to happen. I see you not only having your own private practice, but I also see you having a private practice and working more holistically like you want to. In fact, I even see you developing some projects and developing some things for the state of Illinois in a more holistic way. So, yes, I see that clear from you. That is very, very clear. Here's one of the things that I tell you that is going to be great for you. So is it possible for you to get your own practice, get out there, and go do the damn thing? Of course it is.
Okay.
You know it is.
Okay.
You can do that. Two things. I see this being transitional for you. So I see you still working. I see you working. And then I see you branching off on your own.
Okay.
I see you branching off on your own because this is going to allow you time to polish your skills and really get some of those theories and really get some of those that you have inside of you, really get them out and see how they work in real time.
Okay.
Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes, it does.
See how it works in real time. By the way, what is this with you and girls?
Girls, young girls, like working with young girls or adolescents?
Yes.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with my little goddaughter and her cousin this weekend, and I have worked with adolescent girls in practice. I don't get a lot of referrals for them for whatever reason, but I do like working with them when I do get them.
And guess what? That's going to be a big part of your private practice.
Okay.
Yeah, I see all of these girls, like hundreds, thousands of them all around
you. Oh,
wow. Yeah, I see a lot of girls around you. A whole lot of them. Yeah. Yeah. That's a big part of where your passion is, too. So I would love to see how that manifests itself there and you working with them. But yes, I see you because this is a time now that you can freely implement some of these theories and practices. So to keep yourself very current in your magic, as we say, you know, bringing some of these modalities that you begin to learn for yourself, as well as taking some of those practical skills that you're studying and really cultivating and doing alchemy with them and making it work in a way that this world has never seen before.
Okay. Okay. And do you see me having a romantic life? Because I put everything into school, Miss Blue.
Yes. Isn't this the truth? I tell you. And it can be challenging. And yes, you can if you want to. But, you know, there's a part of you that really, that's not exactly what you want right now.
Okay.
You know, I don't really see you clear with that. I think it's kind of like one of those things that you want, but you don't want. Here's the thing I want you to do, because you have a tendency to analyze everything. Everybody's not your damn subject. Everybody's not your subject. Everybody's not a case study. Don't make your relationships studies.
Okay.
Don't do it. Don't do it. That's the one place where you should be able to feel free and peace. I'm going to say this: within 2 months, you're actually going to meet a man that comes in life and literally sweeps you off your feet.
Wow.
So you
haven't met him yet.
No. I think he's coming. I think he's coming. And if he is in your life, it's going to be a change. Your position is going to change. So, I definitely want you to, you better come back and tell me when that happens.
I sure will. And just real quick, do you see any colors around me that I should work with?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The color green. You're a healer. You know that. Oh,
yeah. I do.
Yes. You're a healer, and it's a very balanced color of green. So keep it there. Keep in that pure state of that green.
Pure color, what kind of shade of green?
I'll tell you, the shade of green that I see more around you is more almost, believe it or not, not completely mint green, but more sort of a greenish color leaning more towards a mint green. You know, mint green typically is what I see around children. You know, this is the color of innocence. This is the color of growth, you know, and the color of abundance. And so I see that color around you, very balanced. Green also connected with the heart chakra too, you know, so it's coming from a pure scent, this green. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, thank you so much. You just put a smile on my face at 3:00 Central Standard Time. Thank you.
Well, you definitely.
And I'm gonna keep listening. Thank you, Miss Lou. You're such an inspiration. Thank you.
Likewise. Peace and love to you, and let us know how it's going for you out there.
Thank you. Peace and love to you.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 909. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 909. That would be you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, God, I was about to click off. Okay, how are you, Ms. Blue?
I'm good. How are you? Who's on the line, please?
This is Brenda.
Hey, greetings to you, Brenda. Where are you calling us from, Brenda?
El Paloma, California.
Okay, you're in California. Okay. And so what is so for you tonight?
Relationships.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That relationship.
It's been a total blank.
Relationships and you. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I want to see something. I'm sorry. Hold on, Brenda.
Oh, that's okay.
Give me a second, Brenda. I'm getting something here.
Okay. You know, I at first I thought maybe it had something to do with me. I had this experience about a month ago. You know, I just turned over in the bed and there was this man standing at my door, you know.
Mm.
And he had on like this cream, like shroud with the gold belt. Mm-hmm. I used to see things with my grandmother when I was a kid.
Right, right.
And I used to be in law enforcement, so I knew it wasn't anything real to frighten me, but he mm-hmm. was just standing there, you know. And, I mean, my eyes was closed, but I said, I don't want to know, I don't want to know. And when I did that, he disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So I called a friend to find out, and she said, well, that was your guardian, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, don't they know they can't just walk up on you? You know what I mean?
Mm.
I was about to click off. I can't believe this.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't click off. I'm glad that you didn't click off. And, yeah, I would say what your friend is saying, that was one of your spiritual guardians, spiritual guides. You know, we can call them guardians, but spiritual guides, that was there for you. Now, two things. When you say relationships for you, because I see that there was a relationship for you at one time, correct?
Well, it's been years.
Yeah, maybe about 5 years. You know, I've been so
How
off.
How about 14?
Oh, okay, see, I'm off with my numbers tonight. They've been doubling, tripling. So, you know, it is what it is, you know. You said about, but what about 5 years ago? Tell me about what happened then.
I wasn't involved in a relationship then.
Mm,
I've been on a blank since Princess Diana died.
Okay. Well, interesting you would equate it to Princess Diana, but 5 years ago, no one you liked, nobody you were interested in. Can you think back that far? Can you see?
Yes.
Okay. Because this comes up the marker for you, Brenda, but I'm going to tell you two things. One, you started to focus on material things and finances. And so what, in essence, you kind of threw yourself into your work. And so this is one of the reasons the relationships just didn't manifest themselves. Does that make sense?
I guess, because I retired in 2002. But
what have you?
Nothing, it's just been a blank.
Well, you might have retired, but what have you been doing?
We go to concerts, we go out, I have girlfriends, we go out, you know, I go out alone, shopping, to dinner, you know. I'm getting ready to travel out of the country next month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm always doing something. Sometimes I get bored, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I get stuck.
Well, yeah, I see you doing a lot of moving around. I see you throwing yourself into sort of passion, your work, of what that is for you. That's where I see a lot of your dedication go to your friends. And you give a lot of energy to friends and family and people who you're connected to, or what you would like to call family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing I want to tell you is, when it comes to relationships and loves for you, is that you come from the position that sometimes we all do, and that's wanting a relationship. And I need you to move that to seeing that it is possible, because a part of you really don't believe it's possible.
Okay, even doing affirmations, I've been doing those for like years.
And obviously it's not working.
It's not.
You get what I'm saying? So you have to ask yourself, if you've been doing affirmations, because affirmations is a starting point. It's kind of like the point of just the it lays the foundation. You have to continuously feed it. You have to continuously give it what you want. And so being in the place of still wanting and doing an affirmation, it's almost contradiction. So if I do an affirmation, give me your affirmations that you do for love and relationship. What does that look like for you, Brenda? Tell us one of those.
You mean how I say it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I ask God and the universe for an honest, kind man, you know, who will be truly in love with me. And we can do things together and enjoy each other's company.
That's your affirmation that you do?
Well, that's what I say every day for that, for love.
And so...
Because I was told that you can't be specific. I've done the poster board, you know, I've done that. And I was told that I asked for too many things. I wanted too many things. So then I just limited it to just an honest, kind man. Because when you get honest, you get everything in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's definitely a good start. I would agree with you 100%. Let me ask you a question. Do you love yourself?
Yes, I do. Very much.
How much do you love yourself?
Oh, I love myself a lot.
Yeah, but tell me. Tell me.
Give me.
What do you love about yourself?
I think I'm attractive. I believe that. My mother was very attractive, so I believe that. You know, I work on my weight. I just lost 25 pounds at Weight Watchers, and I keep my weight down and keep myself looking good. Because I am 63, but I look younger than that. Most people normally think I'm 45.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk every day. You know, I just keep myself active to keep myself in shape and looking good.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me say this. Kudos to you. Kudos to you.
And
I think that's an amazing feat, but I'm going to tell you something because I'm Miss Blue, and I'm going to tell you something, and I know you can hear this with love. Everything that you told me was external. That has nothing to do with love.
Okay.
Now, we can say because we love ourselves, we take care of ourselves. That makes sense. You know what I mean? And that's important to do, especially as we start to age, as we start to get up in our age. That's very important to do. But you said, I love myself because I'm attractive. My mother was an attractive person. So you're looking at things from an external point of view, and love cannot hold itself to good looks. What is the number one thing that we know about love? It's only skin deep. There's a reason.
You know, I didn't mean to cut you off, but the relationships that I was in, they were long-term. You know, I kind of got cold feet when marriage came up.
Why? You thought you looked too good to be held down?
No. I'm not vain, not at all. I'm a Scorpio. I'm not vain. I'm outspoken, but not vain to think that I'm, you know, all of that. No, I don't care of myself that way. You wouldn't even see me that way. So, no, I don't do that. I try not to let myself get out of shape.
And that's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. I think you should definitely work on that. But when you tell me I love myself and you say to me, I know I'm a good-looking woman and my mother was a good-looking woman, you know, I keep my weight down. You know, I keep myself active. I keep myself in shape. Not speaking the essence of who you are. Because guess what? All of those things does not mean love. If you send that out into the universe, you know what you're going to get? You get a fine-ass brother to treat you like shit.
Hmm.
That's what you're going to get back. He going to be fine. He's going to take care of his body, but it ain't going to work. He's going to treat you like it. And the only thing that that reflection is going to bring you back is that. So when it comes to doing affirmations and when it comes to really connecting, and I know that this is something you want to change, because if you've been single since Princess Diana passed away and made her transition, and you're telling me that you've been doing affirmations all of these years, then trust me when I say the way you're doing it is not working, and not because I say so, because you validated why it's not working.
And I believe exactly what you're saying. It's not working.
Yeah. So here's some things that really where the shift needs to happen.
Okay.
That definition of what you're looking for in love, that's what I want you to get very detailed about and clearly define from your heart. You can include those things about being good looking, because there's nothing wrong with being able to celebrate and appreciate your sexiness as a woman. And being a woman, I think that's some of the best qualities in the world. There's nothing wrong with that. But that is not enough to sustain you.
Okay.
You know, you got to go much deeper than that. What are some of the things at the core of Brenda? When I get in your energy, I see the color of yellow. The color of yellow, and this yellow is a little different. It's almost like a banana yellow. You know, when you look at a banana?
Yeah.
And a couple of things, whenever I get into the energy and someone has this color in their aura, it tells me a couple of things. One, I know with this yellow color, you are definitely a team player. I would love to have you on the team. You're a team player. You're going to make sure that everything is balanced, and you're going to do your role, be a part of the team.
Correct.
Also, another thing about you, you can be very frank and to the point at times.
Yes. Don't ask if you don't want to know.
That's right. If you don't want to know, you better not ask Brenda, because she can tell you. Yeah. So I appreciate that as well, too.
Direct. But you know what? I have softened that up when I retired. Now, I was, you know, I had it. It was strong, because you have to cover yourself.
Right.
You know, when you're working in a man's world. But I softened that up and turned all of that around, you know. But it's still there, but it's just softened up.
Right, right. It's a softer version. And,
yeah,
you know, we gain those things with wisdom. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
We get wisdom with those things, and you're definitely a sister that has a whole lot of wisdom. One of the other things, also I'll tell you, is that for you, you will never get yourself involved in anything that you feel is shady or something that you feel is not right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That sound about right?
Yes, that sounds about right.
So now,
because I can walk and lick my wounds by myself.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So now,
how can I change this then?
It's not anything that you really need to change. It's not anything that you really need to change. But here's what needs to happen. I need you to gain your will back. Your willpower. You know, it's kind of like being in the car, being behind the steering wheel. You said something here a moment ago that it's going to help you see this. You said, you know, we're in a man's world. Now, I can understand that on some levels.
Well, working, I was in law enforcement, so I was in a man's world.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying, but let's try to look at this from a spiritual point of view. You're always within your world, and you've been out of that world for quite a while now.
Yes, I have. Thank God for that.
So now it is time for you to get your will back.
Okay.
It's nothing wrong with you. You don't need to change. There's nothing you need to fix. It's nothing broken. You need to change.
That's true.
It's absolutely nothing you need to change. You just need to really get your will back and find those things that are meaningful to you. You know, those things that are meaningful to you. You know, those things that truly live inside of your heart, the things that you cannot see. You see, tell me something about Brenda that you cannot see. Tell me something about you that you can't see.
I'm a giver. I'm always caring about someone else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Know? Yes. Yes.
And I think that's powerful, you know, because everyone doesn't have that.
Mm-hmm. Everyone doesn't always want to be the giver. So I can definitely, as a giver myself too, it's a powerful position to be in. So yes.
And I understand that too, not wanting to be in that position. But I have it, so
yes.
I have to work with it.
Yes. So now give this to yourself. Take some time and do some journaling. And begin to rewrite your story at this particular point. You are in a very different place than you've been 5 years ago, 15 years ago. Rewrite this story for yourself and how you see this. Rewrite this story honestly. Like, what would be a perfect day in Brenda's life from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night? Write it out. And I want you to be detailed here. And here's what I want you to be able to do. When you're writing this letter to yourself, I want you to put the feeling and the emotion in there. How would you feel knowing that the person you want to be laying in the bed next to, the man, what would that feel like for you? But here's what I'm feeling from you is that I can't feel you. You get it? I can't feel the essence of you. And I need you to get back into feeling you. And so, yes, it's great to hang out with some of these girls, but I want you to look in your city and see if they got some dance classes. Maybe there's a swing class. And take that. You need to get into those things so you can get your feeling back.
Okay.
Get that feeling. Go get a massage. Have somebody give you a massage. Search. Fine. Particularly look for a male that can do the massage for you, so you can have that feeling of what a touch feels like.
Okay.
And then you're going to know that when men are looking at you, yeah, your attractiveness is what captivates them. But what's going to keep them is what you're truly feeling.
That's true.
That's what's going to keep them. You know? True. As my mama would say, anybody can match people. Pink, blue, that don't mean nothing, because you can put pink and blue together and make it look good.
That's true.
You know? So I want you to get into feeling. So go do those things. Get a massage, you know. Go find one of them sexy brothers doing massage therapy and get a massage. Get a full body massage. See what it feels like to have your body touched. Touch your own body. You're taking a shower. You know, appreciate yourself from the inside out, the essence of who you are. And then take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Write 5 things down on another sheet of paper. And I want you to tell me things that are about the essence of you. And put them up around your house. You can put them on the bathroom mirror, put them in your bedroom, put them on the refrigerator, put them in the living room. And I want you to start looking at what is the essence of you.
Okay.
Get in touch with that feeling. And once you do that, then you can send that signal out into the universe and that come back to you. But you got to start feeling. You got to start feeling.
Okay.
Yeah. And if all else fails, put on Prince, you sexy, I won't say the word, and dance a little bit, and dance. So get back into feeling yourself. That's what's going to really, really set it off for you, okay?
Okay, and I have one other question.
Yes.
And this one is an open one. Our president, is he going to make it this time?
Well, you know, I don't do much of the president stuff.
Okay. I've just been praying for him, that's all.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that you can take away from it. He has set forth a template energy for generations to come. The whole world has been waiting for our president to take his rightful seat, and he's taken it. And that symbol is sending a message to each one of us. We don't need to pray for him to take this again. How about now? It's time for us to take our damn seats.
Okay.
See, he did his part. He did his seat. We got to see it. We got to see a happy little, wonderful African-American family sitting proud in the White House. That's the symbol. See, because the Spirit sends us signs and symbols. That's the symbol. Before, our minds could not conceive that it can be done.
That's
he
true.
Did it. He did it. So whether he takes a seat next year or he don't take a seat, it's now time for you to take your seat. See, that's okay. The message he's sending to each one of us. Get out. I done took my seat. When are y'all going to take your damn seat?
I know that's correct.
So, there you go. So that's my answer on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because I needed to turn this around because,
Yes, get your sexy self out there. And I mean bring the real sexiness from inside out. Bring all of your sexiness out. Yes.
Okay.
And all right.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Blue.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'd love to hear what's going on. So make sure you call back in and let us know. Peace and love.
Certainly will. And peace and love to you.
Oh, can you guys believe it? Soulful readings tonight with Miss Blue. Are y'all crazy? It's 4:30 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. The phone lines are filled up. I don't even know if I'll get to every single, oh my God, one of you. But I tell you what, send me an email, send me a note. If I don't get to you, we'll keep going until they say we can't go anymore. And just keep doing what we're doing. We're still over on Twitter. So you guys, Soul Remix, hashtag 301, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from. 301. We'll go to the next caller. 646, you're on the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, my goodness. This is Marie.
Who is it?
Marie from New York.
Marie from New York. Marie, you sound like you talk in a tunnel, darling.
Oh, I don't know why. Better?
Are you on speakerphone, earpiece, or any of those special gadgets?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll keep going.
I'm on my cell phone.
Okay.
Oh, well, in the first place, when I saw you were giving readings, I wanted to ask about a future relationship with someone that I'm talking to.
Okay.
That I really like, and I wanted to know where that's going. But if you see anything, like if, you know, if your root chakra is tightening up or you see any colors and that's more important, then please share because I just.
Let me tell you two things I feel about this relationship that you're in. I see you guys kind of distant. Does he live a distance from you, a good distance from you?
Well, I live in Manhattan and he lives in Queens and it's like an hour away.
Okay, so there is some distance between you guys. I feel pretty good about this relationship. You were in a prior relationship that kind of ended kind of nasty?
Probably like last year. Like it was someone that I was with for 5 years, and we just messed with each other back and forth, but it wasn't really in the title. And he stopped talking to me last year. So that was pretty nasty, I guess.
Yeah, I see some real nasty things that kind of went on with that here. This particular relation, let me ask you, how long have you known him? About 8 months now?
The guy I'm talking to now?
Yes.
Well, the thing is, like, so I met him online, and we've been talking for like 3 months. I haven't met him yet. He's been talking a lot, and, you know, I like his vibe and everything, and he's kind of like, what is got me scared. He's like, he's asking if he could be my boyfriend. It's like, I think it's too soon. But, you know, everything else is cool. But it's just like, I feel like, what's the rush?
Well, you know, I'll say that I don't know why that's coming up for you. Maybe that's going to be something. Here's what I'll say to you. I will say this to you. I would say that take the relationship slow. This feels much better than the last relationship that you was in. I think you definitely need to do some work. It's interesting that you brought up the root chakra, because that's one of the things that sometimes you have a hard time doing, and is getting grounded, is staying grounded. I feel you're in the cloud a little bit much, a lot of air energy around you. So I need you to kind of get yourself grounded a little bit. Be safe in this relationship. There is no need to rush into anything. I would definitely say that. There's no need to rush into it. And I'm getting bad echo from you. So I don't know what's going on, but it's like I can't even hear myself. I'm going to put you on mute. But I will say this, that the number one thing I would tell you to do is to begin to take things at a pace and be safe. The other thing is for you to get grounded. By the way, let me ask you, when I say to you wheelchair, does that ring a bell? What does a wheelchair and you have to do with anything?
Well, I have a dog, and his breeder lives downstairs, and he's in a wheelchair.
Okay, do you spend a lot of time with him?
No, but he comes up here to see the dog sometimes.
So he does spend time in your sacred space, huh?
No, well, he never came into the house. He just comes and gets the dogs and take them for a walk sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just seen somebody in a wheelchair around your space.
I don't know. My aunt is in the hospital, and she's been in the hospital for about, it's going on a month, and she has diabetes, and they had to cut off, you know, part of her leg. I don't know.
Yes, that's it.
Have to, you know, I don't know. Yeah. But supposedly she's going to a rehab, and they're supposed to put her out of work again.
Yes. That's what it is. She's a friend of yours. Have you gone to see her?
My aunt? I saw her about on Wednesday.
And where is she going to live?
I live in her apartment.
Okay. Stop right there. That's it. Yeah. I see somebody in a wheelchair that's going to move in or live with you. Oh, okay. Sorry. That just drove me crazy for a moment. I'm just trying to figure out what it was. Well, I said, do they come to your space? She's going to be coming back there. And that's going to be your main focus. It's really to help keep her spirits. And she's actually going to do a lot for your spirits, too.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. She's going to do a lot for your spirits, too. The relationship thing, I want you to take that kind of nice and slow and kind of kind of real easy there. And I need you to get grounded. I need you to get grounded. Yeah.
Okay.
But your aunt is going to be there, back there with you in your sacred space, and she's going to be in the chair, and that's going to be an amazing relationship bond that you guys begin to build with each other.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And a goddess you can begin to work with is going to be the goddess Heru. Yes, Heru. And so I know you called about a relationship, but what's really more speaking to me from my heart is the situation with the wheelchair and your coming back in the house and getting that situation ready. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Make sure you check on her and give her encouragement, because she's kind of to the point where she wants to give up.
Yeah,
you can build that.
Her sister passed last year in that hospital. Her mother passed in that hospital.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So give your aunt as much love and care as you can. As you can, give it to her, and definitely get the. You need to do some feng shui in there too. So this, you guys in this feng shui, y'all know how I am, very extra sensitive about this. Do some feng shui in there, because when she comes back, have the place sparkling clean. You know, put some flowers in there, but start things ready, because she's going to really be transitioning back home quicker than you think.
Yes.
Quicker than you think. And that's where your number one focus needs to be. Focus on that. Focus on your aunt. Focus on getting things in order, you know, making them even better than they were before for her. And this is going to help you out so much. But please, those words of encouragement and love to her, because she kind of wants to give up.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes. And the key is you need her right now. You need her.
I need her.
Yes. It would appear that she needs you. You need her. You need her right now.
Wow.
Right. So make sure you let me know how that's going. Peace and love to you and your aunt. Well, peace and love.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. I kept seeing that damn wheelchair and somebody in that wheelchair. I'm like, what is this? Okay, beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 803. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Miss Blue. This is April in South Carolina.
Hey, April in South Carolina. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for still being here.
No, you guys are crazy, man. This is a soulful moment, and y'all are still awake at 0:30 in the morning. Okay, go ahead. Don't be cursing me out in the morning saying, Miss Blue kept me up all night. Okay, all right, go ahead.
It's so funny. But you know what? It's so funny because the calls have been like a timeline of like my life for the last 6 years. And and it's just been so beautiful because stuff has just been unfolding with each call. So questions that I've had have really been answered. So I was calling you to ask you about why I feel like I'm stuck, because I've gone through a lot, and now I have the opportunities right in front of me to have so many things that I've always wanted to do, so many things, and to just go to a different level. And I really now think I'm just lazy and scared.
Yeah, you know, that could be it. Interesting enough, the color that did come up was orange. You know, and orange has that polarity. Sometimes with orange, you know, we can be all creative and go, 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 go. And then also with orange, we can get lazy and just not really want to move forward, you know, not really wanting to move forward at all. But some things for you to begin to take a look at so you move yourself past the situation that you're in. Think about your true purpose. Think about your true purpose and what that means to you, what your true purpose is. And then I'll ask you the question, what is free will to you? What does that mean?
Again?
Free will? What is your free will? What do you believe free will is?
Free will is, I guess, just the ability to exist the way I wish to exist.
Mm-hmm. And where do you feel you get that power from?
I don't know if I necessarily get it from any outside source.
Okay, so where do you source that power from? Where does it come from?
You know, I think it comes from, and this is like a second part of my question. I think it comes from, because I don't really, up until maybe a couple of years ago, I really didn't think I had a lot of free will, because things just seemed to just kind of like happen in my life, no matter how hard I tried for them not to happen. Things just kind of seemed to happen. But as I got more in touch with my intuition,
mm-hmm.
It seems like had a lot to do with you, Ms. Blue. You recommended All Women Are Psychic.
Oh, yes. Don't you love that book?
Oh, it just changed so much for me. And then you also had, it was a great exercise that you explained one night about telling yourself something that you know to be true.
Yes.
And sitting in that and getting the feeling of that. And then when you come to a situation where you really, because I never really knew what it meant to trust my intuition. I was always a person that felt like I had to please everybody else, and everybody else's opinion of me was my validation that I had to go by. So when I learned that, it was like, oh, okay, that connects with something. So I don't necessarily know if it's an outside source, but it feels like more like maybe my intuition kind of like gives me the ability to say yay or nay. But when I feel like I'm stuck, I feel like I'm not trusting my intuition. And then I get scared because I feel like I'm going to slip back into what it was before.
And so what does it mean to trust to you? What does that mean to trust?
To what?
To trust. To trust.
To trust?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? To trust to me means that really someone or something or a situation can't hurt me.
That's what it means to trust?
It means, well, my whole thing was, my issue with trust was, I can't trust you because you're going to hurt me, or I'm going to be in a situation, I can't trust this situation because I really don't understand what's going on, and so I'm scared. So for me, trust means that, like, I'm trusting myself to know that I kind of have power over the situation. I kind of, it can't hurt me unless I want it to hurt me or unless I allow it to hurt me.
Yes. And so what does fear mean to you?
Not trusting
that
intuition.
Yeah, and what does love mean to you?
Oh, wow. Just being, I mean, I don't know if it's too broad of a definition, but love to me just means being accepting of who I am and being accepting of the world and just loving the experience that I'm here to have.
Okay, well, and I want you to think about this definition that you just gave, because if love is accepting who you are and accepting this experience and accepting this reality, then what is there to fear? You're just accepting everything. See, that's a part of where the fear sets in, because you can't accept everything. You can't love everything. You can't just accept everything to what it is. That means you're not being active. You're being reactive. You understand? You're
that's
not
when
being,
I get set in the stuckness.
Yes, because you understand. You're almost anticipating it to be messed up, and that the only thing you can do is accept it. No, know that you are the co-creator. It's not about controlling. It's about being a creator. You understand? And to get into that energy of creating, your intuition very strong, very heightened. And it's there. And yes, you can trust it and do trust it. But when you start to get into position when things don't go your way, then all of a sudden you fall back into trusting and accepting. You get, it's like you're saying, oh, this didn't go right. I accept that. And I'm not saying to push against it, because know that things are always working in your favor. But here's something for you to begin to look at.
Okay.
This happened. So now let me, instead of trying to figure out how to force myself to accept this, because trust me, you struggle with accepting some of these things.
I do.
Yes. Yes, Ms. Blues, you struggle with it. Don't waste time figuring out why you have to accept it. Figure out why you're here. Why am I here? Now, what's my next move? You get it? Okay, so I missed the bus coming at 3:00. Instead of me sitting here trying to figure out all day why did I miss the bus at 3:00, I need to be trying to figure out how I'm going to get on the next bus.
Okay.
So
it makes sense. So instead of sitting and trying to figure out the lesson from why the bus came at 3.
No. That's not really, the lesson wouldn't be why the bus came at 3. The lesson would be, why did I miss the bus?
Oh.
See, the bus is going to come at 3 every day. So that's not a mystery there, trying to figure out why the bus is here at 3 and I missed the bus.
Okay.
The lesson is, what the hell was I doing that I missed us. And then I'm not even going to stay there too long.
Right.
I'm going to try to figure out, okay, I missed that bus. Is there something else going on around here that I need to be focused on? Maybe there was a reason I missed this bus.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And then what can I do to not miss the bus again? Because this comes back around again. What am I going to do to not miss the bus again?
And, you know, that's so funny because the bus always does come back around. Like, It's so funny.
It'll
in my life, like, things will happen over and over and over, and it'll be like I get tons of opportunities for the same thing, and then something will happen, and it won't go the exact right way, or I'll do something almost like self-sabotage because I think I'm scared or I'm being lazy, but I see what you're saying now, and that's where the stuckness comes from as well.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something else. This will be the last jewel I'll leave you with. Stop premeditating.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Stop meditating. Stop thinking so far in advance.
Okay.
Because what happens is the point of every phase in our life that we go to the stage of the mystery. And if you see things a certain way in your mind, it's just like walk down the street and you see the bus pull up, and you stop running because you said, damn, I missed it. But had you kept running, the bus driver would have seen you and waited for you. So don't give up on your dreams too quick. Don't give up on them too quick. And don't get yourself locked into seeing things just one way.
Okay.
Don't get yourself locked into seeing things. But keep doing what you're doing. Keep trusting your intuition, knowing that it is there. A writing exercise you can do, sit down and start making yourself a truth journal every time you trusted yourself and it worked out well for you. And whenever you start to doubt yourself, pull that book out and go back and read those over and over again. And that's going to help you align yourself again. It's an instant tune-up. And definitely, you got to know your magic deck. I know you got a Kim deck.
Nope, I just ordered it tonight.
All right. Well, there you go. Because that's going to help keep you current right there.
Okay.
All right. Peace and love to you. Have a good one.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, we're going to take one more call. 414 live in remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings. Hello, who's on the line,
please? Wow, Tommy. I didn't believe I would get here. I'm calling from Milwaukee. Yeah, yes, ma'am. Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
All right. Greetings to you, Tommy.
Greetings to you, too, Ms. Blue. It's actually good to be connecting with you. I've listened to you and Panic and, you know, a lot of the metaphysical brothers and sisters for a minute. Actually, for a little while now, for a couple of years.
Tommy, I have to tell you something. I promise you I got to tell you.
Go ahead, tell me.
You have got to change the battery in your smoke detector.
Tell me about it. Why are you not the only person that has told me that in the last, like, few months, like, I need to change my smoke detector.
Oh, you need to change that. It's a past life thing for me, so I can zone in on that as quick as possible.
Wow.
Yeah, you need to change the battery. And by the way, it's also letting you know, we'll do a little funky feng shui here.
Okay.
There are some things in your life that you're not paying attention to.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can.
Mm-hmm. So what was your question?
Well, you know, that leads me to my question, is things that I'm not paying attention to. I'm stuck, Ms. Blue. You know, I'm really stuck. I'm a cultural guy. I love hip hop. I love to rap. I'm an artist. I love to draw. I've been like a comic book fanatic for years. I went to school to ITT for 2 years and got an associate's in multimedia.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and just to see where I could actually take, you know, my art, because I do conventional art, hand drawn, you know, portraits, and I'm really a fantasy and comic book.
To get with you because I want to talk about some fantasies.
Oh my!
I mean, of course, with your comic books, you know.
Right. Right. No, no doubt. And that's what I do, you know. That's what I do. And I'm at a point in my life where I'm not working. I'm unemployed, and this is like the longest.
No. You are working, but go ahead.
Right. Well, I'm having a really bad time financially, and I'm just at a point in my life where the things that I thought that I was passionate about, like my art and the hip hop and the music, they don't seem to be working for me, or either that, or I don't know. It's some kind of fear, or it's something that I'm scared of, or I'm stuck. I'm really stuck.
Well, you know, today is actually the International Day for Mud. Did you know that?
No, ma'am.
Actually, in South Korea, they had a big festival today, and millions of people just engulfed themselves in mud today. You know, it's to celebrate those things of beauty, to celebrate those things of, you know, just really healing. You know, because mud does a lot for us. You know, typically we hear that saying where a person will say, you know, you stuck in the mud. You know, you're stuck in it. You know, you can't move past the mud. But mud also brings some amazing and beautiful qualities out within us.
Okay.
The mud, you know, because this has a lot to do with earth energy.
Right.
You know, it has so much to do with earth energy and getting grounded. So, again, that smoke detector going off for you, it's saying to you, ding, 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 ding. You
right.
can't see it. It's right here for you. Don't you ever let Milu hear you say
yes, ma'am.
That you are currently out of work. You are never out of your work.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Never. Never. Know that everything that you need, you have within you. Now, that's the fluff thing. I'm going
right.
to tell you that because you need to hear that. But let's get into some business.
Right.
Two things
right.
that needs to happen. You're at a point of growth, and this happens a lot with artists, particularly those of us who create things. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes writers will call this writer's block.
Right.
They have writer's block, where they feel that somehow they can't do the writing. The writing is just stuck. You know, they're stuck, and they can't move forward, and it's just like writer's block. Well, this is really a great place for you to be at right now, Tommy. Let me tell you how this place is so good for you, because you're actually at the point where you can do one or two things. You can either go backwards, or you can move forward.
Right.
Now, if you go backwards, you may become comfortable. You may get back into the swing of things. You may begin to do your art again, but it's not going to take you where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening right now is you have these forces pushing you inside for you to go to the next level. And that's very uncomfortable. That is an uncomfortable feeling. It's almost like having boxers on that are tight.
Oh, my God. And believe me, that I've had some tight boxes before. Yeah, that ain't nothing right about that. Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, Spirit gave me that little tidbit for you. So
right,
definitely,
yes, ma'am.
The brothers could relate to that. You know,
no doubt.
Boxers. So this is the place where you have to become a new beginner.
Okay.
The new beginner again. You remember how it was when you first was getting into your drawing and the work, and you used to see all of these cool cartoons and look at the cool drawings and say, damn, I want to know how he did that. Like, how did he get that to look that way and
right.
feel that way?
Yes, ma'am. I've got a comic book collection. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
But I've just been like an avid comic book reader for years, and just like recently, I've stopped collecting because I didn't have the finances to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good thing that you don't have the finances to collect anymore, because guess what? It's time for you to do your own comic book. You've done enough reading. You've done enough watching.
Right.
Now it's time for you to be a beginner in a whole new sense of the way. And
right.
so immediately when you came on, I promise you, I seen action figures. I seen car. I